good?
Yeah.
Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
from an already raucous Fort Loramie High School gymnasium. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McPhee again tonight. And we've got high school basketball at its best here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. And tonight, it's number one in Boys Division Four versus number nine in the state in Boys Division Four. Fort Loramie against Minster. It should be an outstanding game. Easy win last night for Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, Minster struggled to beat New Bremen by five. Both teams played in the fly to the hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena last Monday. Minster had the easier time on that day, beating Franklin Monroe by 16, and Fort Loramie was a five-point winner in a test against Thurgood Marshall. These two clubs, Matt, shoot the three ball extremely well. Each team in the 43 percentile shooting the three. Each team pushing 50% overall shooting the two ball, the three ball. Each club with size on the inside. And Tyler Siegel at 6'7 for Fort Loramie has been dominating at times this year. He's got Jared Schulze at 6'8 and the young Frericks forward at 6'6 to contend with tonight. And Tyler has not seen size like this all year long.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot of size so far this year in the Shelby County League, and this is going to be a good match. It's going to come down to things like foul trouble, who gets off to a fast start, those kind of things, the little inside things.
And I mentioned the taller players on the floor tonight because Cody Frericks and Jared Schulze, they can eat up eight fouls, four apiece. Tyler Siegel's got to be careful. He needs to stay out of foul trouble. How about Minster? 10 three-pointers from five different players in the win over Franklin Monroe last Monday. Minster can give Fort Loramie a dose of its own medicine. The Wildcats shoot the three ball extremely well.
Yeah, Minster had a lot of open looks in that Franklin Monroe game. I don't know if they're going to get those kind of looks again tonight against a defense like Fort Loramie's.
The Minster Wildcats won last night by five. Was not easy. A rivalry game. Will be interesting to see what New Bremen took out of Minster in that confrontation last night at New Bremen. Fort Loramie defeated Botkins by 40 last night, 77-37. Carter Mesher off the bench for Fort Loramie last night. He pumped home 3 three-pointers. Evan Burning had 2 three-pointers, 18 points. Evan is always important in setting up the offense, assisting the basketball. He drives, he penetrates, he dishes off. But he's been shooting the ball even better from outside lately. And with him popping home the threes, along with Mr. Regularity, Dylan Braun, Fort Loramie will be hard to beat here at home tonight. But just as I say that, boy, you look through the Minster roster and you see Isaac Schmiesing, 3 threes, 16 points in the win over Franklin Monroe earlier this week. Mike Kettner, 2 threes, 21 points in the win for Minster over Franklin Monroe. Adam Kanapke in that game had 3 threes, 11 off the bench. Jack Heitbrink, the southpaw, 2 threes, 6 points, on and on and on. It would seem as though if Fort Loramie is going to meet its match through the first 14 games this year, the unbeaten Redskins at 13-0 might very well have met their match tonight. Minster's got to play a good game, though, to get it done.
Those first couple of three-point attempts tonight for both teams will be really key.
Yes.
If you come out hitting, you get a lot of confidence, and you got a lot of confidence the rest of the way. We saw that last night with Sidney.
Yes.
With Hudgens. He had those 4 threes in the second quarter, and that gave him and the rest of the team confidence. Whatever team shows that confidence early is going to be the favorite to win the night.
Yeah, your point is very well taken. Enormous crowd here. Will be a sellout. 2,250, I think, is capacity. And they'll squeeze in 2,251 plus some tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody will be too comfortable tonight. Everybody's going to be
Each club very capable of scoring 65 or 70, although I don't think that's going to happen if history proves itself again this evening, because only once in the last 10 meetings between these two clubs has the winning team scored better than 60 points. Fort Laramie's won three of the last four. In the last three meetings, the visiting team has been victorious. That's a good message for Minster. In the last 13 outings, Fort Laramie's won seven, Minster six. There have been two three-game win streaks, one by each club. I might note that points have been at a premium. There have been three games in the last 10 where nobody got to 40. The games were played in the 30s. In fact, Minster, 42 points or less in eight of the last 10. Yes, each team can sink the three ball, run up and down the floor, and produce a lot of baskets, but I doubt that we get to 50 tonight in this game between Fort Laramie and Minster.
That just sounds like a case of two teams being so familiar with one another,
right,
being 3 miles apart, probably relationships, cousins, whatever, between the two of them. You're not going to come up with anything new.
No. It is a fierce rivalry, well contested. It is a healthy rivalry. I call it the Route 66 rivalry. It's the Shelby County, Auglaize County rivalry. The two schools, as you mentioned, no more than, about 3 to 4 miles apart, yet they're in two different counties. They play every year, and it's a heck of a confrontation when they get together. Minster shooting around down to our right. Fort Laramie shooting around down to our left. Both teams look fired up, and Fort Laramie, unbeaten, is trying to protect that 13-0 record. No losses yet. What a campaign for the Redskins. Minster 8-2. Minster's two setbacks were quite lopsided, and one came at the hands of Anna, a game that Chuck McBee and I saw firsthand here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna shot lights out that night. Minster played poorly, didn't have confident shooting at the very start, as you alluded, that can happen. And Minster was out of kilter all night long, and Anna beat Minster easily by 20 points. That said, I don't expect that to be the case here this evening.
No, that, like you said, both teams knowing each other, and it's going to be interesting. Laramie was challenged against Thurgood Marshall 1-5. The Redskins haven't been challenged very often this year. I expect to see a challenge tonight. It'll be interesting to see how the Redskins respond to that.
Fort Laramie does own some very big wins. 47-32 here over Rushi, 55-47 on the road against Bethel. The 5-point win Monday against Thurgood Marshall, and a 48-46 overtime triumph against Versailles on January 9th. Fort Laramie clearly not tested in its first seven or eight. Redskins.
Yep. Sidney's defense so far, Chuck, has been superb.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I know we're back. We've had a little bit of a problem here. I'm watching it kind of disconnect and connect. I think it might be people using their phones in here, but we're back on here now.
Yep, it's extremely loud here in Tip, and that may be causing some interference along the way. If you do lose us for a split second, it won't be for long. Here's Sidney attacking down inside to Rotez Roberts. Wildermuth another block. But Sidney picks it up off the floor, hands to Andre Gordon. Gordon launches, 25-footer. Wow! Andre Gordon has improved his shooting over the last couple seasons immeasurably. 21-9, Sidney, 12-point lead. Gordon red hot starting the second quarter, just as he was starting the game.
I'll tell you what, he is worth the price of admission if nobody else plays.
You're saying the ticket prices should go up when Andre's on the floor?
That's what they do at the big places when the good teams come in.
Tippecanoe at the other end, a drive to the basket, but Dan Hagan, a 6-foot senior guard, he missed it. He was plowed into, though, by a Sidney player, Rotez Roberts, who picked up foul number two. First foul shot, though, by Hagan is no good, and Tippecanoe has been as cold as the outside temperature at the free throw line. Second shot, way long. Missed it again. Long rebound, though, to Gingrich. Gingrich
fakes and shoots. No, way off to the left. That's because he was hacked. And Tippecanoe gets a reprieve. Red Devils right back to the line once more. And foul number two for Sydney on Ryan Hines. Free throw by Tippecanoe is missed again. Cade Gingerich short arms it. How many of the Red Devils blown at the stripe, Chuck? We're 1 for 8. Wow. Second free throw. It is around, around, and through. 2 for 9 for Tip at the stripe. 21-10. Sydney in the lead by 11. 6:16 left to go here in the first half. With the ball is Darren Taborn for Sydney. Shake and bake move on the arc. He rises up. Let's go a three. He hoisted one from way downtown. Missed it short. Tip with the board. Here come the Red Devils into the lane. Little fadeaway shot. Good! Gingrich connects right in front. Fine maneuver by him. Head coach John Wildermuth, or I should say John Willoughby, not pleased with the offense down to her left by Sydney, nor the defense on Tip's last field goal. He gets a timeout. Timeout, Coach Willoughby, 9-point lead. Sydney, 6 minutes to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
USA Business Specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
5 minutes, 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Sydney ahead by 9 with the ball at midcourt. And it's flicked away from Andre Gordon, picked up by Tippecanoe. Down the lane goes the Red Devil, all the way to the rim. It is Hagen, no. Strong rebound, Losey, it's no good. Tip is taller on the interior, but the Red Devils go over the back on a third rebound attempt, and it's Sydney possession. Yellow Jackets dodging a bullet there, a miscue, a turnover to her left, and then Tippecanoe could not get the close in shots to fall, and the foul on Tip takes the Red Devils over the limit, and Sydney shoots the 1-1. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter of play. Chuck, the Nono semifinal a few years ago when the Fort Laramie girls played Marion Local.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Thing.
No, Nope. People were saying uptown in Tip City that they could hear noise from the gym out here at the high school that night.
They were at Tony's Bada Bing outside having a couple of drinks. And they
well, Sydney connects on 2 foul shots to go up 23-12. Here's Tippecanoe attacking down low on the right. A post-up move. Yes, Dan Hagen gets the field goal. Hagen bodied up, the 6-foot senior. Sydney's Taborn bumped him as he scored. The Yellow Jacket Chuck, who connected on the 2 free throws down to her left.
That was Trey Wirtz.
Foul shot by Hagen. Good. He completes the 3-point play.
Is that how you say that? Wirtz? W-E-R-T-N-Z.
Yep. 6'3 sophomore Wirtz on 2 free throws for Sydney. Tip retaliates with a 3-point play. And it's a 23-15 Sydney lead, 5:15 to go here in the second. Wirtz with the ball on the arc, high right for Sydney. On a weave to Keith Lee, to Wirtz. Near side pass to Taborn. Taborn to Gordon. Gordon to mid-range fadeaway, short, no good. Rebound down to Tip. Here come the Red Devils on the attack. It's Gingrich to a teammate for a 3-pointer line drive shot. No good by Josh Wildermuth. Rebound down to Tip. Cross-court pass intercepted. What a play by Lee. Off and running. Tries to hit a teammate low on the left. Taborn kicked out of bounds by Tip. No by Sydney.
He's a little out of control that time.
Substitution number 14.
4:44 to go here in the second quarter. 23-15. Sydney in the lead by 8. Yellow Jackets have played numerous young men in this game. Head coach John Wildermuth. I got Wildermuth on the brain.
I know. He used to coach there.
Josh Wildermuth. Josh Wildermuth is playing on the floor for Tip. Here's the ball thrown to Gingrich in the lane. Fine fadeaway, 8-footer. Favorable bounce. It goes in. And Coach Willoughby's team now leads by 6, 23-17, 4:18 to go in the second. Long three, left corner, Lee for Sidney, left open, hits it. That's a big field goal by Lee of Sidney. He had ice water in his veins on that one. Here's Tip lobbing down inside. Great shot fake. And then out of nowhere comes Wirtz to block it away. What a play by the sophomore Wirtz. Head coach Willoughby trying to insert bodies whenever he can. He is like the play of his younger people ever since the start of practice, Chuck. And it's imperative in this atmosphere tonight, the pace being what it is, the inside temperature being what it is, that Coach Willoughby's got to use 10 young men.
Yeah, he's running them in and out, and that's good. And it's early in the season, so you want some of these guys to get this varsity experience.
Yep. Well, Keith Lee coming off a made three, fouled in the act of attempting a stick back on Sidney's last possession, and he nails the first free throw to stretch the lead back to 10, 27-17, with 3:51 to go here in the second quarter. Second shot upcoming for Lee, 5'11 junior. It is good. Front rim, backboard, and down in. Boy, Lee off the bench has performed very capably.
Well, Sidney's 5-6 from the free throw line.
28-17, Sidney up by 11, matching the Yellow Jackets' biggest cushion. Here is a shake-and-bake move on the arc by Caden Smith all the way to the rack. No good. Rebound down to Sidney. Here comes Gordon. Pell-mell in the lane. Blocked away by Tip, which fouled it. Russell Ramsey, a 5'11 senior for Tip, committed the personal foul as Gordon just blew right past everybody. Three white shirts for Tip. Couldn't slide over in front. And Andre Gordon is slippery, and as quick as he is, went all the way to the rim. He earns two free throws. The first is short.
That foul saved a dunk, I promise you. This kid can jump out of the gym.
Yep. Andre shoots the free throw. First one, no. Second one, yes. 29-17. Sidney up 12. Yellow Jackets have shot free throws far better than Tip. Here's a drive by Caden Smith. Des Roberts hits a teammate down the lane. Josh Wildermuth lays it in right over the rim in front. A little teardrop. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Sidney up 10, 29-19. Between the rings, it is Josiah Hudgens. Feeds left corner to Wirtz. Wirtz lets one go. A bomb. It danced off the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Caden Smith into the right corner to a three-point shooter. It is short by Sauls. No good. Strong rebound. What a play by Taborn. Down to Gordon. Gordon.
Right on cue.
Wow.
Like I said, he can jump out of the gym.
Taborn with a terrific rebound and then an even better lead pass to Gordon going the other direction. And I tell you what, Chuck, Andre Gordon was defended pretty well near the rim. He just overpowered the Red Devil player, and he slammed it down. Tip was called for a foul. Andre Gordon rims the free throw. No good. Sidney has its biggest lead, 31-19, with 2:44 to go in the second. Here's a reckless maneuver by Caden Smith into the lane. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Sidney. Trey Wirtz, nice play as he jockeyed for position, snatched the board, shove off against Tip, and Wirtz will shoot the double bonus. Timeout called, but Tip, which is reeling right now, down by a dozen, 2:39 to go in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in Shelby County in the Midwest. Athletic free throw line is Trey Wirtz for Sydney. He's come off the bench, and he, too, has had a sharp game. He drains the foul shot to make it 32-19. Sydney up by 13 points. 2 minutes, 39 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Wirtz again is on the button. He's got a pair at the stripe. The lead is 14. Tippecanoe up the floor in a hurry. Here's a bad pass, cross court, picked off by Taborn. Taborn the other way. He tries to duck it, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, to Sydney. Sydney's right to Roberts, catches it, gives it back down inside to a teammate, and a walk is called. Keith Lee shuffled as Sydney had a 3-on-2 break, an opportunity to put more points on the board. Taborn would have been wise, Chuck, to just finger roll that one in.
All you want are the points.
Right. The lead 14 for Sydney, 33-19. Here's an awkward spin move by Stalls into the lane, and he's called for hooking the Sydney defender. He used the forearm to clear a path.
Again, a correct call.
Chuck, I am extremely impressed with the defense being played by head coach John Willoughby's squad here tonight.
That was not a real strength last year at times.
Exactly.
And they're athletic enough, it should be.
Yep, you can tell they have worked hard on it. Defense is where the rubber meets the road in high school basketball. You play excellent defense, you'll be in every single game. And here's a missed shot by Sydney. Keith Lee goes over the back on the rebound attempt, and Tip will shoot free throws down at this end. Boy, a bucket there by Sydney on the last. He scored 20 in the opening win, but tip over Oakwood. And he drained 23 points against Sydney last year in the win, but tip here, 55-44. Half minute to go till halftime. Sydney up 10 with the ball. Backdoor cut. Tabor hits Gordon. Gives it up left corner to Hudgens. Hudgens available. Strong, no good. Rebounding foul inside against Wernz of Sydney. And Tip's got the 1-1 to get it to single digits.
Well, I mean, this is how Sydney plays. So some of these shots have been maybe a little quick, especially with 23, 24 seconds to go in the half.
Yep.
But it's just how they play. So, you know, you live with it.
Tell you what, Tip has not been any more patient than Sydney in this game, Chuck. Two offenses have been going at it tooth and nail. Hasty action up and down the floor. One, two passes, three at the most, then a shot goes up. And Tippecanoe misses another free throw. Skaggs is long. Rebound down to Sydney. Now the Jackets will play for one. 14 seconds to go. 33-23, late second quarter. Hagan guards Gordon. It goes cross-court on the play to Josiah Hudgens. Hudgens between the rings. 3 seconds left. Sydney's got to shoot. Warren's a line driver. Hit the buzzer. In and out. No good. Wartz got it off in time. It rimmed. It wouldn't go. Sydney's lead, as much as 16, is 10 at the halftime break. Sydney 33, Tippecanoe 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Machuck here on the radio, High School Sports.com, featuring the Sydney Yellow Jackets here tonight. Sydney against Tippecanoe. Sydney up by 10, 33-23 at the break. It has been a track meet. It's been raining threes. I bet we've seen, 25 to 30 three-pointers hoisted up here tonight, Chuck.
Everybody's launching them both ends of the floor. The difference is Sydney's making a few.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets have led from the start, leading at one point by 14. The difference is 10. Chuck, who's leading the way in addition to Andre Gordon for Sydney?
Well, Gordon's got 15, and it drops down to Hines, who hit two threes in the first quarter. So he's got six. They got five out of Lee off the bench, four from Warren's off the bench, two from Taborn, and a free throw from Rontez Roberts. They scored 15 and 18, 33 points in the first half. On the tip side, they're led by Caden Smith with six. They got five from Gingrich and five from Sauls, four from Wildermuth and three from Hagan. They scored 9 and 14, down 10 at the half. Tip has a 22-21 rebounding edge, 10-7 on the offensive boards. Sydney turned the ball over eight times, though. Tip City turned it over seven times. 8-for-11 from the line for the Yellow Jackets. Tip City 3-of-12.
Wow.
In the first half. They're a good shooting team. I don't think this is typical.
No, Red Devils have blown 9 free throws so far in this game. The Sydney out-rebounding Chip, barely. Chip, clearly the much taller club. Give the Yellow Jackets a lot of credit for beating Tippecanoe on the board so far.
Well, they're more athletic. That's the difference. I mean, size is nice for rebounding, but effort and athleticism is bigger.
Chuck, I'm absolutely shocked that Tippecanoe has tried to beat Sydney up and down the floor, playing at Sydney's tempo.
Well, and I don't know exactly how many threes they attempted. They didn't make any. And on the other end, 2, 4, 5, 6, Sydney has 7 threes.
Tippecanoe may be fortunate the Red Devils are down by only 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here at the half. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets 33, Tippecanoe 23 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house dinner, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are back at Tippecanoe, where all of us are being entertained by the drum beat from the Red Devils pep band.
You can call it entertained if you'd like. I'm being annoyed by it. It's way too loud.
Chuck, I thought it was extremely loud last year when we went down to Fairborn and covered the Sydney game on the road at Fairborn. The volume level at the Skyhawks gym was probably 8.5 or 9 here at Tippecanoe tonight. It's exceeding 10 on the decibel meter down to our right. My goodness. And they've toned it down just a bit. Gives us an opportunity to tell you all about Goffney Furniture. Goffney in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Don't miss out on the array of new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney as a result of the grand reopening that was held in September. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service at Goffney Furniture. Extremely high-quality furniture priced right to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for even greater savings at the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, for your home office and entertainment space furniture, for your adult and youth bedroom furniture, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right.
JD at 11:30, Varsity at 1 p.m.
33-23, Sydney in the lead over Tippecanoe here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Time now for our student-athlete spotlight segment. During boys' basketball games, we highlight a cheerleader from the Shelby County School or the Midwest Athletic Conference School. Tonight for Sydney, we promote Carly Lee, a senior cheerleader. She is the daughter of Beth and Keith. She is a 4.0 student. Perfect grade point average for Sydney cheerleader Carly Lee. Participates in Key Club, DECA, was on the homecoming court in track and field. She runs the 400, the 4x4. She works part-time, some 20 hours a week. She loves her work-study coordinator, Tabitha Schmiesing. She'll go to Columbus State, then transfer credits on to Bowling Green and major in education. Carly Lee, senior cheerleader at Sydney, our spotlight student here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Thank you, LaCal Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. Second half of action here at Tippecanoe. Sydney with the ball first. Ball thrown down low to Rontez Roberts. Post-up move. No good. Rebound Tippecanoe. Long throw down to Sauls. And the 5'10 point guard catches over the shoulder, drives and makes a layup. And it's 33-25. Sydney's lead trimmed to 8 here at the start of the third quarter. And then Andre Gordon turns it over, herky-jerky move in the lane. He walked with the ball.
Well, he got a little pressure. He didn't think he was going to get in the lane that time and took an extra step.
Sydney led late in the second quarter, 31-17. A nice 8-2 run by Tip has closed it to 8. Here's Caden Smith, pull-up Jay. Hit the elbow in the right, no good. It bounced off the ring, and we've got a rebound save below the basket. Nope, it was not kept in bounds on the play by Sydney. Good effort by Gordon, but he had a toe on the stripe and Tip inbounds it instead. Here's Caden Smith, a runner across the lane. Hook shot is good. Athletic play by Caden Smith, and it's down to 6. A minute gone, third quarter. 14-point lead for Sydney has been shaved to just 6 points. 33-27. Here's Gordon, fakes left, goes right, and he traveled again. Andre walked with the ball, a little too speedy for his own good. The footwork was fancy, but I think he had both feet up off the floor moving before the ball hit the deck.
He does have a tendency to do that sometimes, and it is that quickness, and sometimes he gets away with it. Not in front of Kyle Bachman.
Nope. Here's Caden Smith with the ball for Tip, 25 feet away. Hands it off to Gingrich. Gingrich on a weave to Josh Wildermuth. Wildermuth out back to Smith. He's got a motor running down the lane. He goes up and in. Caden Smith got a nifty bounce off the back iron, and Sydney turns it over, stepping in too soon. On the inbounds, there was no pressure, but Tip, miscue, unforced, and it's a 4-point game. Eerily, Chuck, this is starting to remember like the game a year ago here at Tip, where Sydney had a fairly sizable lead early and then saw it get whittled away by the fast-charging Red Devils, who come back with yet another field goal. 6'6", Zach Losey, a center for the Red Devils, drops in a 10-footer right in front on the inbounds play after Sydney turned it over for the third straight time. Sydney up only 2 now. Here's Hines down the lane, off balance, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. Hacked on the play, but Tip.
33-31.
Sydney's lead is 2. A 14-2 stretch here by Tip, overlapping the second and third quarters. And fans, we've got a ball game. Free throw by Hines up and in. Well, we knew it would get a little snug before the night was over.
You assumed it would be.
Second shot by Hines. Yes, he nails them both. No, we've got over the line on Hines. Apparently, he stepped over the foul stripe too early, and the made free throw is disallowed.
Yeah, he shot the ball and started running down the lane. I'm not sure what he was thinking. Even if you're going to miss it, you might as well give it a chance for a rebound.
Well, a rash of errors here by Sidney in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter has tightened this game up. Look at that pass. Beautiful play by Smith. What a throw. Smith, a no-look dish on the play to Losey, who went angling across the lane. And with his left hand, he banked it in. And it's a one-point game, Sidney in the lead. Here's Gordon, top of the key. Gives it up near side to Roberts. Roberts to Hudgens, line drive, three ball. No good. Rebound, Caden Smith. At midcourt, stolen. What a steal. A dunk by Sidney. What a play for the Yellow Jackets. Rontez Roberts. And Tippecanoe. No, Sidney gets a timeout. Sidney gets a TO. Up the three. Tip had the ball. Roberts stole it, dunked it. Yellow Jackets but 3, 5:25 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Up the dunk by Rontez Roberts stopped a red-hot string of Tippecanoe points. Red Devils had shaved a 31-17 Sidney lead all the way down to 34-33. And then Sidney defends Tippecanoe pretty good on this possession after the Sidney timeout as Tip throws it away. You can bet head coach John Willoughby had a few words of wisdom regarding that soft defense the first 3 minutes of the third quarter.
Well, and you know that you're not playing good defense when you get the momentum back a little bit with a dunk and you call the timeout.
Right. Here's Hudgens. Gives it up to Tabor and back to Hudgens. Bounce pass right corner to Hines. We played 3 minutes here in the third. Sidney up by three. It's been as many as 14. Here's Gordon. Twisting move outside the arc on the right flank. It bounced foul at the rim. No good. Rebounding foul, I think, against Sidney.
Yeah, it's on Roberts. Boy, did he get up in the air. It should have been an obvious foul, and he almost got up high enough to get the rebound.
Yes. Rontez went up over two Tippecanoe players. Nearly got the ball clean. Might have laid a hand on a shoulder just for a partial second. He was whistled for it, and he now has three fouls. That's something to watch. Here's a drive into the lane by Sauls, and the shot is blocked. What a play by Gordon. A loose ball picked up there by Tip. Driving is Losey to Wildermuth. Layup good. 36-35. Sidney's lead down to one. Here's Gordon unloading a three. It rim, no good. Strong rebound by Hines. Got it in the lane. What a play by Hines. He followed and dropped one in off the front rim.
He's a young man that is impressing me tonight with his effort.
Tell you what, Chuck, he's been some glue. He's made key hoops for Sidney. Long three ball, Losey, Tippecanoe out of his range. Misfire, no. Hines down the floor for Sidney, lets it fly. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Tayborn, up and in! Tayborn with a big bucket. Sidney's back up five. 40-35. 3:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Josh Wildermuth for Tip. Whips a pass deep into the left corner to a teammate. It's Tyler Skaggs who barges into the lane. And head coach Adam Tuohy gets a timeout. 3:41 left in the third. Sidney up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bandar Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's
actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Van Bauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Van Bauer, VanBauer, fertilizer.com.
The volume has been at a high rate here at Tip tonight. The use of technology around the gym has been at a high rate. It may have flickered our volume level or connection once or twice, just ever so briefly. But the technology is such on this end that will never go away. It'll come right back to you.
Even if you want us to go away, we'll be back.
Oh, don't go away tonight. It's a five-point game. Here's Tippecanoe after the timeout. Into the lane. Fadeaway shot put up there by Caden Smith. No good block. Rebound is in. Tyler Skaggs way down inside, but Tyler Skaggs is coming off the bench for Tip. And he's giving the Red Devils a lift. Here's Gordon. Muscle shot. Baseline right for Sydney. He makes it. What a play by Andre Gordon. He looked like he was 6'5 or 6'6 on that one, Chuck. He went right through Skaggs, who tried to defend. Here's Hagan down the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk for Tip. Sydney up five. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass, top of the circle, Hagan. Hagan gives it up to Gingrich on a weave to Losey, 25 feet out. The 6'6 player nearly throws it out of bounds. Then he gets the ball back. Now to Sauls on the arc. Sauls being checked by Rontez Roberts. Here's a good look down inside to Losey. Wow. Backdoor cut. Blocked off the glass by Roberts. Outlet to Taborn. Taborn into the lane. Off balance 10-footer. He's bodied and fouled. What a play by Rontez Roberts down to our left. It was a terrific play run by Tippecanoe, which got a good look. Roberts came out of nowhere and walloped that basketball high off the backboard. A great block. Taborn earns two free throws to her right, and he swishes the first one. Still a big difference in this game at the strike. Sydney out shooting Tippecanoe by a wide margin in made free throws.
That's 10-3 now. Tip City has not shot one here in the third quarter.
Second free throw by Taborn. Short, no good. Sydney leads 43-37. 2.5 to go in the third. Here's Caden Smith down the floor for Tip. On a weave, gives it off to Hagan. Hagan into the lane, teardrop, short, no good. Rebound, Hagan, good! What a play by, it was actually Gingrich who got
Gingrich
credit.
Got the rebound,
yep,
yep,
he nailed the stick back. Hagan on the initial shot. Those two crash the boards, give it to Gingrich. Tip's offensive efficiency much better here in the second half. Here's a fall away by Gordon, baseline right. Switch! He's got it. What a play by Gordon. He was well guarded. Faded away, used his height and nailed it. Countering a three, left wing. It is off the rim, no good by Hagan. Here's a run out by Sydney, 2-on-1. Taborn to the rim. No, it rolls off. Rebound, Roberts. It rolls off. Hudgens can't get it to go, but a foul against Tip. 45-39. Sydney up six. A minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Josiah Hudgens at the line, 6 foot junior for Sydney. He doesn't dribble the ball at all. Gets it from the referee, quickly fires it, and missed it hard. Tippecanoe crept within one at a point early in this quarter. Sydney led by 14 late in the second. Second free throw by Hudgens is perfect. 46-39. Sydney has edged the lead back out to seven after Tip cut it to one in this quarter. Minute 35 to go in the period. Here's a drive down the lane by Hagan. Hagan leaves it short. A lot of traffic. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound down to Lee of Sydney. Backcourt on the play to Gordon. Back to Lee between the circles. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Right side pass Lee. He's got an avenue all the way to the rim. He makes it. Good bank shot to Lee. Sydney up balance against the Yellow Jackets. Caden Smith for Tippecanoe. Chuck scored 23 against Sydney last year.
He's got 10 now. He had 6 at the half. He scored 2 baskets here in the third quarter.
Sydney's done a pretty good job on scoring 23 against the Yellow Jackets here 1 year ago and single-handedly beat Sydney in the second half of that game. Smith pumped in 20 in Tip's opener this year, a victory on the road at Oakwood. First shot by Smith, good. Second shot is in there as well. 48-41, Sydney's lead is 9. A minute 4 to go here in the third quarter. Hayborn swings it back to the near side to Hines. Hines on the arc. Team foul situation, 3 on Tip, 2 on Sydney. Hand off to Hudgens. Hudgens at the Tippecanoe center circle. Now to Hines. As Sydney runs clock, good move. You're up 7. Take seconds off the scoreboard and be patient. Try to work it down. Get a real good shot ending the third quarter. Here's Gordon, 30 feet out. Double teamed. He's got to get rid of the basketball. He dribbles out of trouble and makes a wild pass cross court. Hines gets the loose ball. A left-hand hook in the lane, no good. Rebound Sydney on the arc. Gordon's got it left corner. Off-balance fadeaway strong with 19 seconds left. Rebound down to Tip. And now Tip will oblige and play for 1. Sydney didn't do it, so Tip will. Smith with 10 seconds to go. Between the rings, picked up by Hudgens. Down to 7, 6. They clear out for Caden Smith. Foul line, whirling, twirling down the lane. Missed it, it rolled off. Here's a 60-foot heave by Sydney Tayborn. It's over the backboard, no good. Third quarter finishes. It's exciting, entertaining. It could go right down to the wire. Sydney's lead of 14 was cut to 1. Now it's 7. 48-41. We'll start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in
of all of the technology here in the Tip Gym. As we flickered away, we're back. Stay right with us. Second shot, Roberts. No good. We've got 2 Tip players scrapping for the rebound, Chuck, and that's the right call, traveling.
Yep. Yeah, but 2 guys have the same team have the ball. It's an automatic call.
Break Sydney, and the Yellow Jackets need to capitalize with 6:02 to go here in the fourth. And Sydney in the lead by 6. Hines underneath the basket, inbounds to Gordon, left corner. Goes baseline, double team, triple team. It's blocked, but a foul. And the Yellow Jackets might have gotten a break. Looked like 1 or 2 Tip players got a lot of leather. Andre Gordon tried to split not 2 men, but 3. And he is rewarded with a couple free throws.
Well, 2 officials had the foul, so that kind of tells you that there probably was some contact on the wrist.
Yep. Well, we played better than 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And Sydney has scored 1 point. Tippecanoe has scored 2. Sydney had the lead to 7 starting the third. So a low-scoring fourth quarter would favor Sydney if the Yellow Jackets can value the basketball, not turn it over, and make every possession count. Free throw by Andre Gordon, a lot of rim, and it goes in. 50-43, Sydney up 7. Second shot, Andre, got it. Sydney's lead is 8, 51-43. Midcourt for Tip. It's Ben Sauls. Throws it down inside. Intended for Wildermuth. Busted up by Rotez Roberts. Ball rolling at midcourt. Tip gets it back. Caden Smith on the dribble. Sydney's got to keep an eye on him. The Yellow Jackets have done a nice job controlling Caden Smith. He throws it cross court to Sauls, to Gingrich. Long, high, arching 3. Short, no good. Rebound Sydney. Foul on Tippecanoe. The defensive job done by Sydney on Caden Smith has been splendid. That young man for Tip is an outstanding offensive talent. He's extremely winded right now, Chuck. Boy, he is worn out. He has worked so hard.
Yeah, he's had to work hard to get away. He's got 12 points, and he's worked real hard to get him. You're right.
Averaged close to 19 per game a year ago, had 20 in Tip's opener, 23 against Sydney the last time the two clubs played. Here is Sydney with the ball, forecourt to a right, 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney trying to do its best to keep happening tonight. What happened last year here at Tip when the Red Devils stormed from behind and pulled away from Sydney, which couldn't hit a thing late in the game. Tip won that one by 11. Right now, Sydney in the driver's seat. Here's a long 3 straight away by Hudgens. It is off the back iron, no good. Scrap for the loose ball rebound in the lane. And Sydney out jumps Tip. and earns the foul call against the Red Devils.
Tell you what, Roberts has not scored a bunch tonight, but he has been a monster on the backboard.
Yeah, Rontez Roberts stands about 6'3". I'll give him 6'3 and a half, Chuck. But my goodness, he plays like he's 6'7 or 8 for sure.
Right, he's got springs for legs. That's helpful.
Young man with great hops. That was a big rebound right there. And Rontez is at the stripe with a couple of freebies, with Sydney up 8-51-43, 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney's defense has been marvelous here in the fourth quarter. The free throw by Rontez Roberts is in there. 52-43, Sydney has worked the lead back out to 9. Second shot here for Rontez Roberts. He dips the knees. Open stance at the stripe. Right foot ahead of the left. That one rim, and in. He'll take it. Sydney's lead is 10, 53-43. Tip down the floor in a hurry. The left corner jump shot. A quick three by Sells. Blocked on the play by Sydney. But the loose ball rebound is picked up on the play by Sauls. He followed it, went all the way to the rack, dropped it through, and he was chopped on the arm. Good old-fashioned hustle play by Sauls. 5'11 sophomore guard for Tip. Ben Sauls showing what following your shot can do for you.
You don't shoot and stand.
53-45, Sydney's lead is 8, 4:46 to go in the fourth. Free throw by Sauls is long. High rebound. It's yanked off the glass nicely by Rontez Roberts. Quickly up the floor into the right corner to Taborn for Sydney. Back to Josiah Hudgens. Hudgens 25 feet away to Gordon. Gordon's got a good look down inside for a teammate. Yes, it's caught by Keith Lee, who lays it in.
What a pass that was. Talk about threading the needle.
Yep, Gordon's had beautiful snake-like passes in this game tonight. That was one right there. Tip attacks in a hurry and gets the foul call against Sydney, driving to the basket. 55-45, Sydney in the lead by 10 with 4:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It has been quite loud all night long here at Tippecanoe, and we see phones and cameras all over the place, a lot of technology. Our volume level has flickered a few times, but we remain strong. Hope you're with us all the way to the finish. Free throw by Caden Smith is good. Sydney's lead is 9, 55-46. Second free throw by Caden Smith. It's hard. Long rebound, Hudgens for Sydney. Good board by Josiah, who leaped into the air to yank it down. Feeds up the floor to Taborn. Between the rings, Hudgens has it. Andre Gordon doubled on the arc. Relief valve is Hudgens. He catches right back to Andre. Splits a couple defenders. Goes low on the left to a teammate. Layup is in. Oh, another great look. Roberts on the deuce. Assist Gordon. Sauls attacks. Quick triple for Tip. No good. Long rebound. Sydney. Run out. Gordon. A backward flush. A backhanded two-hand flush by Andre Gordon. Sydney's up 13. 59-46. Long triple by Gingrich of Tip. Way short. Loose ball rebound in the lane is put up. No good by Losey, but a foul on Sydney.
I'll tell you what, he had no choice but to go up back with his back to the basket. What an athletic play that was.
Chuck, here's a tough question for you. What has been more terrific tonight? Andre Gordon's three-point shooting, his flushes, his slam dunks, or his passing, which has been very good too?
I would say the answer to that is yes. The whole thing has been, the whole package has been outstanding.
Yep. A very diverse and solid, well-rounded game by Andre Gordon here tonight. Free throws by Tip, no good. Each one hard off the back iron. Rebound down to Sydney, which leads by 13. 3:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. And head coach John Willoughby looks on and says, what was that for? As Sydney pitched the ball up into the second row out of bounds.
He was open, though.
That was a Sydney spectator across the way. Good crowd from Sydney here tonight. Several hundred for sure. Dribble drive into the lane. Off-balance 10-footer by Hagan. Can't get the roll for Tippecanoe. Rebound yanked down by Rontez Roberts. He's been a monster on the boards for Sydney tonight. Up ahead to Taborn, he darts into the lane, makes it, and he's fouled. Oh, a great spurt of quickness displayed there by Darren Taborn. He caught the ball in the half court. He could have relaxed, flipped it to a teammate back out on the arc, but instead Darren bolted to the rim, got 2 points and a free throw.
Sidney's athleticism has taken this game over here in the second half.
Sure has. 61-46, Sidney up 15 after Tippecanoe had cut it to 1 point, 34-33 in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Sidney led 31-17 late in the second. Tip rallied, ran out of energy. Sidney caught fire, and the Yellow Jackets have busted this thing open to 15 with three to play. Free throw by Taborn, rattles out, no good. Rebound of a tip. Here's a baseline drive by Hagen. Shot blocked out of bounds by Sidney again. Yellow Jackets with at least a dozen blocks tonight and a few dunks as well. Ball inbounded deep in the right corner to Losi on a handoff outside to Skaggs. Skaggs to a teammate, Caden Smith. Baseline around two men, lays it up, drops it in. Timeout tip. 2:43 left. We'll keep it right here with Sidney up by 13, 61-48. Yellow Jackets lead by 13 points, under three to play. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn will help you make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn was established in 2011, and it is equipped with a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also available, ear piercing, appraisals, watch link adjustment, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. We are certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Check us out at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 937-526-5557, 526-5557, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com, jewelrybarnusa.com. Good resilience shown by Sidney tonight, Chuck. Last year, Sidney wilted in the second half when Tippecanoe challenged. Tonight, Sidney has been very stubborn when Tippecanoe made that comeback. Good resilience shown by the Yellow Jackets, who cracked this thing back open to 15 after Tippecanoe had cut it to one. Here's a turnover by Sidney after the timeout. And Tippecanoe gets the ball back. 2.5 to play. Sidney leads by 13.
Something I don't think we said at all last year. They came back in this game defensively.
Yes, they sure did. Here's a bad pass by Tip. Sidney gets it. Up ahead to Rontez Roberts. Spin move in the lane. He walked. Couple turnovers here by Sidney. Tippecanoe muffed an offensive possession. 2:20 left to go in the fourth. Here's Caden Smith. Herky-jerky around Gordon. Gets him up in the air. Athletic move by Caden Smith, and he connects from 5 feet out. Sidney's lead is 11. Yellow Jackets down the floor. Baseline left. Roberts hands off to Taborn. Taborn dives into the lane. Foul against Tip. Two minutes, 17 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Sidney in the lead, 61-50. It's been a scrap. Tip has tried to keep pace with Sidney in terms of movement up and down the floor. It's been a track meet all night long. Tippecanoe is not back down. A little shock, though, that Tip did try to play at this extremely hasty pace all night. They have. But Sidney's had just a bit too much firepower. One of two free throws here. And it's 62-50. Sidney in the lead by a dozen. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dribbling is Hagen in the lane. Shot fake. Right in front for Tip. Fadeaway shot. Got it. Eight-footer by Hagen. He's played well off the bench. The lead for Sidney down to 10. Yellow Jackets try to take care of the ball. Here's a long pass. Gordon down the floor to Hines. Baseline right. He's crowded. Jarred off his spot. Foul. Tip and Hines is at the stripe. That's either foul number 9 or 10 on tip, which it is, and it's the double bonus for Ryan Hines. Minute 52 to go here in the fourth quarter. The lead is 62-52. Sydney on top. Biggest lead, 61-46. A minute and a half ago. Free throw by Hines. Up and through. Sydney has outdone tip at the stripe in this game. Sydney shot more and made way more than have the Red Devils. Second free throw in there again by Hines. And head coach John Willoughby across the way for Sydney gets a good timeout. Jackets in control. 64-52, a minute 52 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Tip City, the home of the Red Devils. And Sydney has played mighty fine here on the road, trying to even up its record at 1-1. Tippecanoe's record would be 1-1 after two games, should this score not change. In the final, a minute 48, Sydney up by a dozen, 64-52. Tip with the ball on the attack, it's Caden Smith on the arc. Back to the basket, weaves to Hagen. He squirms his way down the lane, shoots an off-balance shot way short, got the rebound back, hooked it up, and it's hanging on the rim. It's no good. Hagen again with the rebound, in, and a foul. Wow. That young man, Chuck, is not tall by any stretch. Dan Hagen, a six-footer, a senior, used those broad shoulders and hips of his to fight for every inch, got a couple offensive rebounds, and eventually made it, was fouled, makes the free throw, and Sydney's lead is 9, 64-55. That's just a difference of 3 3-pointers. You never know. Sydney's got to take care of the ball in backcourt. It's Gordon. He'll be double-teamed for sure. Flips a pass across to Hines. Hines lost it in the forecourt. Loose ball picked up though by Wirtz. Passes back to Hines. Intercepted by Tip. A run out by Smith. It's good! And a foul called as well. That's what you didn't want to see if your head coach, John Willoughby, a bit frustrated, arms folded. Sydney turned it over and might give up a 3-point play the old-fashioned way to trim the advantage to 6 points.
Well, they turned the ball over and then they compounded it by fouling him. They might as well let him just go ahead and shoot the layup. He had the run out.
Exactly. Yep. Free throw by Caden Smith. Bullseye. He makes it. And it's 64-58. Sydney's lead a half dozen. A minute 12 to go. Gordon in backcourt. Loops it up the near side. Right in front of us. Almost out of bounds. Rontez Roberts on the save. Hands off to a teammate. It's caught below the basket by Taborn. Taborn goes to the rim, or I should say, it is Josiah Hudgens who goes to the rim. It's blocked from behind. Hudgens hits the deck. Players are down on the hardwood. Three or four of them were slammed to the floor. No foul call.
That's sure how there was no foul on that play. Roberts got pounded.
I am surprised that Roberts is not at the stripe shooting two free throws. He was clocked from behind as he went in for the dunk after the good feed. Too bad, but Sydney will inbound it. Low in the right to Gordon. He's double-teamed. Tippecanoe with the steal, but the Red Devils are out of bounds. It's a little precarious. Still a minute five to go. Sydney's lead only 6. 64-58. Yeah, I thought Tip fouled for sure.
But they blocked the shot. And then he hammered him on the way following through. That's still a foul.
Oh, yeah. If not in the act of shooting, double bonus. Here's Sidney on the inbounds. One pass, a second pass. Taborn low in the left, and he is fouled for sure there. Two free throws for Taborn. 61 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney in the lead by only six. 64-58. Sidney led 4 minutes ago. 61-46, so a nice 12-3 spurt here by Tip. The free throw by Taborn. He stiff-armed it. He is 2 for 6. He gets a second. I tell you what, Chuck, Tip is in a position. The Red Devils don't have to shoot threes. Not yet, anyway. Second foul shot by Taborn is good.
Well, they haven't made a three in the game, so.
Right, that's a good point. The lead is 7. Second shot, Taborn, yes. Here's a long three drive, a Tip. Way downtown, Josh Wildermuth way short on the shot. That was as good as a turnover. And Sidney with the easy rebound, but then Gordon fumbles for the midcourt right into Meteor Row. It goes out of bounds, right back to Tip. And here at 3 by Tip, and an unforced error turned over by Sidney. Tippecanoe down 7 with the ball, 45 seconds to go. Here's a drive of Smith down the lane, herky-jerky moving the lane. He's double-teamed. Gives it up left corner. Here's a long three by Sauls. In and out, no good. Rebound, Hagan. Good! Hagan on the stick back, 65-60. Sidney up 5. They give it to Rontez Robertson. Backcourt foul by Hagan, 70 feet from the basket. Double bonus here for Sidney with 26 seconds to go. An amazing comeback by Tippecanoe here in the fourth quarter. 26 ticks left on the clock. Boy, this Hagan for Tippecanoe, Chuck, has made great use of every inch and pound on his frame. Only a 6-footer, probably a solid 185 or so, but he's been a force down inside for Tippecanoe, especially in the second half. Rontez Roberts sinks a crucial free throw. The lead for Sidney is 6. Second shot by Rontez. Is good, and it's 67-60. Head coach John Willoughby gets a full timeout. 26.8 to go. Sidney up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-Convenience. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, GOFFENA furniture.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to some great anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Normie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And as usual, a lot of gratitude to Barker Insurance, 25A on the north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing a variety of firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Well, after the timeout, Tip gets a good throw to the post and a turnaround shot in the lane, which goes in, and then Tip fouls immediately. And Darren Taborn's at the line. Two free throws for Sidney. Good job by Tippecanoe fouling the weakest free throw shooter tonight for the Yellow Jackets. He's at the stripe, and he rims it. No good. The lead for Sidney is only 5, 67-62, 15.7 to go. Can Sidney hang on? Taborn needs this one. It rims. It comes out. Rebound Tip. 12 to play. Caden Smith stops and pops a 35-footer. No good. He got the rebound. Threw it on the arc to a teammate, Skaggs. He launches. In, out, in, out. No good. Rebound is in. Will Wilbur on the stick back. with 1.6 to go, and Sydney is up 3.
This is going to be, it's going to look a little closer. I know Sydney was really in the last probably 20 seconds or so, not in any serious jeopardy of losing this, but if they've made it a 3-point game, and I'll tell you what, Caden Smith has scored 10 points here in the fourth quarter. He scored 16 in the second half. He's been outstanding.
Well, what's the strategy here now, Chuck? We got Sydney at the free throw line, double bonus. If Tippecanoe fouls, if I'm the Red Devils, I foul before the ball gets into play.
Right, they got to bring it in on the baseline, and they are going to be able to run the baseline. So all Sydney has to do is get it in. I'd make sure I get it in to Gordon, but that's just me. Although Roberts has shot the ball really well from the free throw line tonight also.
The ball will be inbounded by Sydney below the basket at the tip end. Ooh. Tip doesn't pressure the playmaker. Instead, the ball goes into Gordon. He's sandwiched immediately, and a second ran off the clock. We're down to 0.6 to go. Gordon at the stripe. If he makes one, it's over. I'm not sure with 0.6 left. You can get a rebound on a missed free throw and make a three at the other end, can you?
Yeah, you're allowed to shoot it, but it doesn't matter now. And I'll tell you what, Andre Gordon got away with a travel that time.
He did. He took steps. He was in between two defenders. He made the first free throw, missed the second. The buzzer sounds on the tip rebound, and that's it. The Sydney Yellow Jackets hang on. A game effort from Tip here tonight, but Sydney led throughout. Yellow Jackets bolted to a 14-point lead late in the second quarter. Saw Tip cut it to 1 early in the third. Sydney pushed it back out to 15 early here in the fourth, 61-46. Down the stretch, Tippecanoe was mighty tough. A good rally by the Red Devils as Tip went on an 18-7 spurt over the last, 6 minutes of this game. Made it interesting, but Tip ran out of time, and Sydney hangs on for a hard-fought 68-64 victory over Tip tonight. And, Chuck, I thought this was a very solid team. Was Andre Gordon in the scorebook with great passes, some threes, a few slam dunks. But Andre couldn't have done it tonight, Chuck.
We've said an awful lot about it. I mean, they will outscore you. But tonight, they won the game playing defense, blocking shots. Rotez Roberts, I'm not sure they would have won the game if the kid couldn't play tonight.
Exactly. Very good point. He was perhaps rest. And, of course, no Devin Rogers tonight on an official football visit at the University of Toledo. So a little shorthanded, Sydney got it done. Chuck, I'll go to you in just a moment for scoring and our Clancy's Awards. I will repeat our underwriting sponsors for our listeners now. A moment ago, we shared with everyone our anchors. In addition to them, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Big shout-outs tonight to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. You, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. The Jewelry Barn will make your Christmas gift ideas come to life. That's at the Jewelry Barn on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Thank you, Sydney Car Care. South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items, T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Fine game tonight. Sydney won it, leading from start to conclusion. It wasn't easy down the stretch. You knew that Tip had something left in its tank. And thankfully for Sydney, it was the scoreboard clock which ran out of gas, and the game ended Tip 4 points short. Fine team effort by the Yellow Jackets here this evening, Chuck.
Yeah, they played well as a team. I thought in the first half, Hines, hell, he had 2 threes in the first half.
Yep.
They just got a lot of help. Andre Gordon is Andre Gordon. There's not a whole lot you can do about him.
Nope.
Trey Wernz came off the bench, hit all 4 free throws in the second quarter, helped to push the lead out a little bit. On the other side, Tip led in scoring by Caden Smith with 22. They got 10 each from Wildermuth and Hagan. I thought Hagan was outstanding. And then Ben Sauls, that's only a sophomore, he scored 9. He's going to be a good basketball player.
Yes.
Besides the 24 that Gordon scored tonight, they got 11 from Hines, 10 from Rotez Roberts, and 9 from Taborn. So they got a lot. Andre got a lot of help tonight. Free throw shooting, here's your difference. You lose the game by 4 points, and you get outscored 23-8 at the free throw line. 23 of 36 for Sydney, 8 for 21 for the Red Devils, and there's your difference in the basketball game. For our Clancy's players of the game, because I'm going to go with 2 for Sydney, because you got to go with Andre Gordon, because like you said, he scores. He actually scored probably a little bit less than he normally does, but he did so many other things so well. And then Rotez Roberts, I think he was actually the difference in the basketball game tonight. He had 5 or 6 block shots, mm-hmm. double-digit rebounding, and scored 10 points, all with only one hand.
Yeah, and thankfully, Rotez was able to nurse that hand or wrist injury along, and he started the game tonight and played extremely well, like he wasn't bothered one bit.
He didn't. I know Gordon never went out of the game. I'm not sure Roberts went out of the game.
Nope. Fine efforts by those two young men and the entire Sydney team. Roberts and Gordon are Clancy's winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A rock-solid win for Sydney tonight on the road in a tough gymnasium in which to play. It was unbelievably loud most all night long, especially during the drum beats from the Tippecanoe Band. Wow. I dipped into the Tylenol, Chuck. I had 2 or 3 by midway third quarter.
Well, you know, they had the lead. They had a pretty good size lead in the second quarter, led by 10 at the half. Tip got it all the way down to 1 and pushed it back out to double figures again. Tip got it all the way back down to 3.
Yes.
In the final couple of seconds. So, you know, a great effort by Sydney to hang on and win the game, and a real nice effort by Tip to make it a basketball game.
As the Yellow Jackets begin defense of their GWAC North crown earned a year ago. Last year, Sydney split with Tip, losing here at Tippecanoe. And this season, Sydney off on the right foot, beating Tip on the Red Devils' home floor. Sydney now 1-1 on the year, losing to Xenia earlier in the week. It doesn't get any easier for Sydney. In fact, it gets tougher on the road tomorrow night at a very hot shooting Wapakoneta. And Tippecanoe plays Piqua on Tuesday at Piqua. The next two upcoming games for these two clubs, each team now 1-1 on the year. 36 free throws shot by Sydney, 21 shot by Tip. Each team missed 13. The difference, Sydney attacked. The athleticism of the Yellow Jackets worked to Sydney's favor as Sydney got to the stripe so many more times, and that in the end paid dividends.
Well, they had 14 offensive rebounds, 41 rebounds for the game, and that's just athleticism. They are so solid. And you see Andre walking out with ice on both knees. I can relate to that.
I've got ice on my forehead after hearing that drum beat all night long. But we look forward to covering Sydney. A number of road games will follow this year. Certainly the Yellow Jackets at Greenville in 2 weeks. Perhaps games away from home against the likes of Stebbins and Trotwood. We look forward to those. The Centerville at Sydney game on a Tuesday night. Look forward to that one, too. Should be some exciting Sydney basketball in the weeks ahead as the Yellow Jackets do their very best to better that 18-6 record of a year ago and come back and win the GWOC North once more.
Right, I'll tell you that. In that Centerville game, I get to see my old buddy Brooks Cuff. Now the coach down there, he was at Graham, and I got to know him pretty well when Dave Zeller was coaching over there.
Yep, there
great
you go.
Young man and a heck of a basketball coach. Mm-hmm.
Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Monday evening at 7:10. The Tip girls play at Fort Loramie, Division II against Division IV. It's a 2-1 Tip in the series so far. Fourth meeting in 4 years comes up on Monday. Tip girls highly ranked in Division II. And Fort Loramie fast rebuilding. Gave Minster all the Lady Wildcats wanted the other night in a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. Then on Tuesday night, the Fort Loramie boys are at home. Their second home game, having entertained New Knoxville, winning 55-22. Franklin Monroe, a D3 program, comes to Fort Loramie. Those two schools, by the way, are in the flying to the hoop at Vandalia Butler, Martin Luther King weekend.
Trent Arena.
I'm sorry, Trent Arena.
Yep. Yeah.
Both Franklin Monroe and Fort Loramie in the flying to the hoop. Those are games on Monday and Tuesday. And then we are at the Fairlawn Gym 1 week from tonight. Fort Loramie Redskins against the Fairlawn Jets. And I think the Fairlawn boys are going to be tough to beat at home, especially as this season progresses. Some experience there, some good shooters. Look out when you play the Jets at the Fairlawn Gym.
Well, I know they have three freshmen playing on the perimeter, mm-hmm. and in the game, the Botkins game that we did last Friday, they only turned the ball over five times. That's impressive.
Yep, that sure is. Brett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Tippecanoe, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have beaten the Red Devils by a final score of 68-64.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
As you use your imagination. Jared Hilsman, also in the starting five, 6'2", senior for Minster. And he is joined out there along with Cody Frericks, 6'6", sophomore. Both Frericks and Schultze open up on the court for the Minster Wildcats, who pump it down inside to Frericks. Little turnaround half hook, five-footer, no good. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound. We played 35 seconds here in the opening quarter. Dylan Braun out of the arc. Airmails one down inside for Tyler Siegel, and it's up and over his head, out of bounds. No score, 7:21 left in the first. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. In backcourt for Minster, it is Kettner. Kettner throws it near side to Spiesing. to Kettner, deep right corner, handled there on the play by Cody Frericks. Minster throws it around the arc. Two fine head coaches early on in their tenures at the schools. Coach Michael McClurg for Minster, Corey Britton for Fort Loramie. Here's a 7-foot fadeaway jump shot by Schulze, no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Fort Loramie to midcourt, knocked away by Minster and stolen. So far, defense reigning supreme. We played a minute 20, no score. Here's Kettner at the elbow on the left for Minster. He retreats 5 steps. Interesting shift in the starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Carter Mesher got the nod. Here's a low post move down inside by Schulze. It is deflected by Tyler Siegel. Tyler blocks the next one. A run out. Redskins other way. Dylan Braun got the basket. Carter Mesher, who played a splendid contest last night for Fort Loramie against Botkins, is on the floor at the moment as the Redskins go small. Austin Siegel doesn't start. Here's a long three ball straight away. Isaac Schmiesing for Minster, 28-footer, no good. Long rebound, Schulze. Half hook shot in the post, missed it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun outside the arc on the right. Dylan fakes right, goes left, pulls up. Loops it opposite to Nick Brandewey. Brandewey dives into the lane, shoots a pass to Burning in the right corner. He jacks up a three, airballs it, no good. Rebound Minster. Jitters behind the arc here at the start of this game. Top of the circle with the ball, Frericks. Hands off to Schulze in the post, and it's jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:22 to go in the first quarter, 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, just as we thought, points at a premium. It's a defensive war so far. Minster's tried to push it inside, but Fort Loramie's been stout defensively in the middle. Again, Austin Siegel not starting. Fort Loramie going a little smaller than usual. Carter Mesher is in the opening five. Mesher, very good sophomore. Ball thrown deep in the left corner. Kettner's got it for Minster. Dumps it down inside to Schulze. Here's a hook shot. 8-footer. Good. Over the top of Tyler Siegel. Interesting matchup to watch there. Schulze 6'8". Siegel 6'7". Here is Burning zipping down the floor for Fort Loramie. Meets resistance as he barges in from the left corner. Defensive foul called against Minster. 4:50 to go in the opening period. Baseline left, Brandewey to throw in, tied up at 2. Brandewey lobs, top of the circle, Burning, picked up by Schmiesing. Burning gives it up outside the arc on the left of Brandewey. Brandewey picked up by Frericks, 25 feet away. Ball loop cross-court to Burning. Then it comes back cross-court, near side to Braun. Braun hoists up the three ball, short, no good. Ball caroms, far side, Schmiesing with the rebound, weak side of the floor. Gives it up to Kettner on top. We're tied at 2. 4:20 left in the first. Each team being challenged from long range so far. Nobody's hit a three. We've had 5 attempts. Baseline Kettner dishes down inside of the post to Frericks. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. A scrum for it. And it is Schulze who reels it in with that big mitt of his. And Minster gets a timeout. 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 2. Fort Loramie 2 and Minster 2. A chance to talk about one of our fine Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers on West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because that's the way it's done at Geyers. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. We played nearly half the first quarter. 2 field goals, 1 each way. Minster beneath the basket lobs in. It goes way out back across the timeline, and it's tracked down by Jared Hilsman. He gives it up top of the circle to Jack Heitbrink, who's in now. Heitbrink to Hilsman, on top to Kettner. Ball dish to Hilsman. Minster playing pitch and catch, 22, 25 feet away. Cross court skip pass to Kettner. Lobs that inside to Schulze. Schulze with a left-hand hook over Siegel. Yes! Jared Schulze, a couple nice fielders in the post for Minster. Oh, he said he could neutralize Tyler Siegel very easily tonight. He's got an inch on him, every bit as much bulk as Tyler. And two good-looking hook shots by Schulze of Minster. And giving the Wildcats a 4-2 lead until Schulze's counterpart, Tyler Siegel, hits a baseline 10-foot J. That brought the Redskins crowd to their feet, tied up at four. We played 5 minutes, opening quarter. Left side of the court, it's Isaac Schmiesing on the bounce for Minster. Gives it up near side to Jared Hilsman. To Kettner, to Schmiesing. He's open, line drive, three ball. Might have been tipped, but burning. It's underneath the rim, it's tied up. And the arrow favors Fort Loramie. 2:56 to go in the opening period. We are at four apiece. We might have had a technical issue communicating with you in our pregame just before the opening tip. And as the game began, we were on the Fort Loramie network computer system, which had its difficulty, we understand, earlier today. And it was flashing on and off to us. We're on our Verizon hotspot at the moment. Here's Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Open player in the right corner, Carter Mesher. Jumping, shooting, short, no good. It was a three try. It was off the mark, and Minster got the carom. Tied at four, 2.5 to go in the first. Oh, here's a nice play from the left corner. Good pass by Minster's Alex Lemkuhl, who's in off the bench, a 5'11 senior, as he led Schulze to the rim. Schulze almost got his third hoop. He was hacked at the basket by Carter Mesher as the ball rolled off. And at the line is Schulze with two for Minster. And he's got the foul shot.
Nice shot for a big fella.
He's got all 5 points to Schulze for the Wildcats. 5-4, Minster in the lead. 2:33 left, opening period. Schulze swishes number two. Schulze and Frericks can combine for 20 points or better regularly. They do it often. They're 6'8", 6'6". Here's Fort Loramie pounding it down inside to Tyler Siegel. Siegel low on the left, lays it up. It is rolling off, no good. Rebounded by Minster. Wildcats with the ball up two. 2:10 to go first quarter. Top of the circle, Isaac Schmiesing. Ball high overhead. Now to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl fakes right, goes left. Gives it head of the key to Heitbrink. Now to Schmiesing. Schmiesing on the bounce, stops his dribble 25 feet away. Goes to Heitbrink in the left corner. Bounces it back out high to Lemkuhl. It's wide of him. Goes over and back and then continues to roll out of bounds at the Fort Loramie end. Turnover, Minster. 6-4 is our score. A minute 50 left in the first. Points at a premium as we expected. Very rarely does the winning team in this rivalry get to 50. Oftentimes, the two clubs are under 40. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dylan Braun. Fakes right, goes left. Right into Schulze. Good wraparound pocket pass to Siegel. He missed it. It hit the backboard, the rim, and came off. Tough break. Rebound, Minster. Wildcats up two. Deep in the right corner, Heitbrink slashes across the lane. All the way to the rim. Overshoots. Rebound to Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Burning. Rifles a pass to Brandewee. Shot fake at the elbow on the left. He navigates the lane. A runner. Good! Nick Brandewee ties it up at six.
Nice driving layup there by Brandewee. Started from the left side, went around to the right.
A minute 11 to go in the first quarter. Half a dozen apiece. Kettner straight away for Minster. Look out. Bombs away. In there.
3-point basket.
Mike Kettner unloads a 23-footer. He hits the bottom of the well. 9-6 Minster. Burning, slashing in the lane. A lot of traffic. Shot deflected by Schulze. Comes down to Minster. Kettner up the floor. Right corner. Heitbrink lets go the three. Good. Two straight triples by Minster. 12-6 Wildcats, 38 seconds to go, opening period. With the ball 25 feet away, it is Dylan Braun. He telegraphs the pass for Burning, intercepted by Kettner. Kettner hustles down the floor, blocked from behind by Burning. Ball went out of bounds, Minster possession. Well, after a slow start shooting the three, Minster's warmed up. Back-to-back three-pointers. Have the visiting team ahead 12-6. Here's Kettner, top of the circle. Veers to the right. Shot fake. Let it go. Missed it. No good. Strong rebound by Roderman, who's in the game now for Fort Loramie. Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior.
Deep left corner, Eli Rosengarten. He hurls the three ball hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Minster. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Falling down at the top of the circle for Minster is Kettner. A lead out to Roderman. Driving, shooting, no good. Rebound, Minster at the buzzer. Missed it. And the first quarter's in the books. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are behind to the Minster Wildcats by a score of 12-6 as Nathan Roderman for Fort Loramie could not score on that driving layup. He was fairly unmolested, and that's because he twisted an ankle or knee. He is down in discomfort off the end of the floor to our left, and he's an important cog for Fort Loramie coming off the bench. First quarter score, 12-6. Minster over Fort Loramie. Not surprised by that count. We expected Fort Loramie to have all kinds of difficulty tonight with Minster, which is playing its very best basketball of the year. Roderman, under his own power, walks through the exit way. Far corner of the floor here at the Fort Loramie gym. He's headed to the locker room, and he certainly has an ankle injury of some kind. He could get it taped up, might return. We'll give you an update when we've got it. Say it's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before the next storm hits. M&A Muffler and Tires in North Main and Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Call on Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, your one-stop auto repair shop in Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Minster with the ball. We start action here in the second quarter. Minster up 12-6 thanks to two threes in the last 90 seconds of the opening period. Top of the circle with the ball, Kettner. Kettner on a weave to Schmiesing. Schmiesing's got it 25 feet away from Minster. Near side pass to Kettner. Kettner and Heitbrink have the two trifectas for Minster. Here's a drive to Lemkuhl through the lane. He's bodied. Ball shaken free. Scrum for it. And Brandewee comes out of there with it for Fort Loramie. Long cross-court pass to Dylan Braun. Braun checked by Hilsman. Braun goes baseline around him to the rim. Up and in for two, and he's fouled. Getting there late defensively. Cody Frericks on the hack. Braun muscled it through his arm to make it 12-8 in favor of Minster. Braun at the stripe for the three-point chance. Dylan eyes the basket and connects. 12-9 three-point lead, Minster. Wildcats up over the timeline. It's Kettner. Fort Loramie backing off. No three-quarter court pressure like the Redskins exhibited. First few trips down the floor for Minster. Kettner to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl right back to Kettner in the left corner. They look inside now for Frericks. Schultz is on the bench. Kettner can't weave it to the post. Instead, sends it to Schmiesing. Far left wing, it's Hilsman. Hilsman wants to go inside, can't. Pivots, flips it back out to Schmiesing on the three-point line. Checked there by Brandewee. Ball fired into the left corner. Lemkuhl. Bounce pass inside to Frericks. Tipped away by Burning. Burning got a hand on it as he was standing on the stripe below the basket. Minster will inbounds. Baseline left. 6:36 to go here in the second quarter. Carter Mesher out for Fort Loramie. He's on the bench with Eli Rosengarten, another key sub. Nathan Roderman in the locker room at the moment with some kind of an ankle injury for the Redskins. Here is Frericks, 25 feet away, handoff to Kettner. Kettner against Brandewee. Starts a drive in the lane. Feeds it out back to Schmiesing. Line drive, three ball. Hit the rim, no good. Strong rebound, Dylan Braun. And Frericks is on the back. Common foul. Third on Minster. Fort Loramie's picked up just one. Well, Matt, as we expected, low scoring tilt to start. Some people might think that favors Minster. Each team will push it when they get the chance. Definitely Fort Loramie wants more of an up-tempo game. Here's Brandewee, spin move, foul line for Fort Loramie. Top of the key, Braun. Braun goes to the foul line, jumper away. Good by Dylan Braun. Five straight by Braun. And Fort Loramie's cut into the six-point Minster lead. It's 1-12-11. 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Ball lobbed to the post to Schultz. He is back in. Left-hand hook shot over Tyler Siegel. Yes. Jared Schultz. He's got three fielders from down inside 8 feet. Boy, he's been a tower of strength so far for Minster. Here's Evan Burning into the lane. Back to the basket now. Pivots. Back outside to Braun. Into the post, Tyler Siegel to Brandewee. Right back to Tyler. He works on Schultz. Good overplay and a steal by Kettner. Two-on-two break. Kettner behind the back on the dribble. Hits the trailer. Driving layup in there. Tight break for Minster. Good play by Kettner. Knew he had a man behind him. 16-11. Minster by five. Here's Dylan Braun handcuffed 25 feet away and fouled by Jared Hilsman. Minster foul number 5:11 to go here in quarter number two. Minster 16, Fort Loramie 11. Well, Minster's Jared Schultz has been a force. Jared's been outstanding. He has perfected that little half hook shot from inside 7 or 8 feet. And he's got long arms. He plays taller than 6'8. And he's got a thick, wide body. Outstanding football player for Minster as well, along with Cody Frericks. Here's a drive, penetration by Fort Loramie, navigating the paint with Carter Mesher, who dealt it late to Tyler Siegel, and he's banged on the play by Jared Hilsman of Minster, who picks up foul number two.
Good to see Nathan Ratterman back on the Loramie bench.
Yep, sure is. 35 is down to our right, is back to us. Talking with head coach Corey Britton at Fort Loramie. Free throw by Tyler Siegel. Curls out. No good. Minster 16, Fort Loramie 11. Game was tied at 6. Minster spurted to go ahead 12-6. Fort Loramie tallied 5 in a row to make it 12-11, then 4 straight by Minster. A free throw here by Tyler Siegel. 1 of 2 goes in. 16-12. Minster on top. 4:45 to go here in the first half. Here is Isaac Schmiesing, top of the circle. Hand off to Heitbrink. Ball high overhead. On a weave, Kettner, foul line. Wants to shoot against Mesher, can't. Goes right corner, Heitbrink. He's available. Lets it fly. It's hard. Hit the back brace. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Evan Burning of Fort Loramie. To the trailer, Siegel. Muscling against Schultz. Up and in there. What a play, Tyler Siegel. He powered. Used the wide shoulders of his to go one-on-one to get Schultz in the post. Good move by Siegel, 16-14. Minster up 2. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Schultz, right corner, Kettner for Minster behind the line. Kettner to Lemkuhl. Man-to-man defense, Fort Loramie. Likewise, Minster. The cutter, Kettner, foul line, then reverses his field, comes back out on top. Deals the ball to Schmiesing. Right corner, Kettner. 3:48 to go first half. Shot fake Schmiesing. Spin move in the top of the key. Right side pass to Kettner. Goes opposite to Lemkuhl in the corner. Squeezes along the baseline. What a reverse try. No good. Stick back in there. Jared Schultz's got 4 field goals. Good offensive rebound goal by him. 18-14. Minster by 4. Dylan Braun foul line. Gives it up 25 feet away to Burning. Burning steps inside the arc and rims it from 17. Minster's got the carom. Here comes Kettner. And we've got a foul. A Fort Loramie player, Carter Mesher, got in the path of Jared Schultz. No, it's called on Schultz for knocking down Mesher. Yep, thought it might go against Fort Loramie. Minster crowd unhappy with the call. And it ruins an offensive possession for Minster. Wildcats had the ball. They were romping down the floor. Mesher.
I'm sure those fans aren't too happy with the 6-1 foul differential either.
Fort Loramie's in the bonus now. That was the 6th on Minster, as Matt points out. As Mesher and Schultz got their feet tangled up. It went against Minster. Here's Mesher on a weave. Flips it back out to Dylan Braun. The pass goes awry. It's rolling. Lemkuhl's got it for Minster. Turnover Fort Loramie. Redskins down 4. 2:45 to go, first half. Here's Kettner, 25 feet away. He's given up his dribble. He sends it cross-court to Schmiesing. Line drive 3. It is in the rim. Out. Rebound. Schultz. Yes.
Jared Schultz.
10 points on five fielders for Schulze. 20-14, Minster up six. Schulze's been a dynamo inside for Minster so far in this game. Dribble drive, Dylan Braun gives deep right corner. Three ball, Roderman takes it. Not only is it good to see Roderman back on the bench, but on the floor, he drills a triple. Timeout called before Lorimer. 2:21 left in the first half. Minster leads by three. We'll take a break for Barker Insurance. Wildcats up 20-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, who's filling in for Chuck McBee tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster Wildcats lead the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are ranked number one in the state in Boys Division 4. Minster number nine, and the Wildcats have played an excellent game so far. Jared Schulze has been superb on the interior at 6'8", with those broad shoulders and long arms. He has dominated. Here's Lemkuhl, deep to the left corner for Minster. Wants to go to Schulze, he can't. On top to Heitbrink. He sizes up a three, snaps it off, no good. Rebound volleyballed around, a foul over the back against Fort Loramie. That's only team foul number two in the Redskins. It's common. Minster throws in baseline left. We've seen some good action from Cody Barhorst in this game tonight, a 5'11 senior. He played very well against Botkins last evening for Fort Loramie. Baseline left, it is Dylan Braun defending down inside against Lemkuhl. Braun gets a finger on the ball, it's loose. Here's Vernon. Vernon races down the floor, hands to Braun the trailer. Foul line jumper is on the money. Dylan Braun pours one through. Minster 20, Fort Loramie 19. Minute 26 to go in the second quarter. Kettner on top for Minster. Near side, Schmiesing back to Kettner. Guard him a bring it away. Schmiesing 20 feet away. Kettner in the right corner. Roderman on him. Boy, Nate looks good. Doesn't appear to be favoring the foot at all. Deep in the left corner, Lemkuhl wants to go to Schulze. Schulze's got five field goals so far. Fort Loramie tried to bracket him. Open player, foul line extended left is the south ball. Heitbrink, who missed it, short of the mark, no good. Rebound by Dylan Braun. Braun scoots all the way down the floor and makes a great driving layup. And the Fort Loramie fans go crazy, and a foul is called. Field goal good by Braun. Seven straight by Fort Loramie that leads it 21-20. Braun with good defense to her right helped cause the errant shot by Heitbrink. And then Fort Loramie on a run out the other way. Dylan Braun was like a locomotive express all the way to the rack. Scored. He was fouled. He drains the free throw. And Fort Loramie's up two, 22-20. Eight straight for the Redskins. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Minster with the ball 25 feet away. It's Adam Kanapke.
Yeah, they're going to play for the final shot here.
Yep. Kettner hangs onto the ball in the Redskins logo. 40 feet from the hoop with a half minute left here in the second quarter. Good close to the first half of Fort Loramie, which trailed virtually every second of the first two quarters until the three-point play the old-fashioned way by Braun. Here's a foul out near the top of the key by Eli Rosengarten of Fort Loramie, and that was semi-intentional as Fort Loramie commits the foul. With 16.5 to go, it's common. It forces Minster to go to side court near the timeline to enter it. It goes into backcourt.
Also got Tyler Siegel back in the game for a rebound here.
Late. Yep, Tyler on the floor against Schulze. We're down to six. Kettner's got it 25 feet away. Hands off to a teammate. Long three ball, Heitbrink, deflected by Braun. Loose ball picked up by Minster. Shot late, no good. Super close to the first half by Fort Loramie. as Minster's offense stalled down the stretch. The Redskins pumped in the last eight to finish off the first half, and the scoreboard reads Fort Loramie 22, Minster 20. That is the correct count?
Correct.
So the last eight of the second quarter go to the Redskins. Excellent first half of both teams. Fort Loramie did well to catch Minster late in that second period of play because the Wildcats had the upper hand until the final minute of period number two. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is coming up. First, though, we'll hear from the in-between. We've also got the LaCal Equipment Student Spotlight segment around the corner, too. Halftime at Fort Loramie, number one versus number nine. Redskins 22, Wildcats 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is A for surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker here at Fort Loramie. Matt filling in for Chuck McBee. Terrific game, Fort Loramie by 2, 22-20 over Minster. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Jared Schultze has scored, at least half of Minster's points, right?
He has 12 of their 20. He was 5 of 10 from the field and 2 for 2 from the line and also collected 7 rebounds in that first half. Only three players scored total for Minster in the first half, as Jack Heitbrink had 5 points and Mike Kettner had 3 points. The Wildcats were 8 of 25 from the field for 32%, 2 for 10 from 3-point range, 20%, and hit both those foul shots. Again, both those by Schultze. The Wildcats had 15 rebounds and had 5 turnovers. For Fort Loramie, Dylan Braun with 12 points, 10 of those coming in the second quarter, as he was perfect in all 4 field goal attempts and hit a pair of foul shots to get the Redskins the lead here at the half, 22-20. Tyler Siegel had 5 points along with 6 rebounds. Nathan Ratterman had that 3-pointer in the right corner for his 3 points, and Nick Brandewey had 2 points for Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie ended the half 9 of 18 from the field after hitting 6 of 7 shots in the second quarter. So they're at 50%, but the Redskins are just 1 of 5 from behind the arc. Fort Loramie also 3 of 4 at the foul line. The Redskins with 11 rebounds and 5 turnovers.
We will keep our eye on bench play. 2 lefties, Rotterman and Heitbrink, and 1 for each team. I like to shoot it from long range. They've each nailed one. We'll focus on that supporting cast How well do players coming in cold off the bench perform? Minster with two straight threes in the first half, but only 20% total. Minster knocked down a couple in succession to stretch the lead out to 12-6, then cooled off. And Dylan Braun warmed up in the second period, Matt, as you noted.
Yeah, and it's also going to be interesting to see here in the second half how the two big guys play.
Yes.
Both those guys, Schulze and Siegel, both had stretches on the bench during the first half. I don't know if both coaches were trying to save as much energy as they could for those two guys in the second half. We'll see how that plays out.
And it will be interesting to see how Coach McClurg of Minster uses Cody Frerich. Sometimes he'll be on the floor without Schulze. Occasionally they'll pair up. And that combination may be interesting, too. Fort Loramie's tried to counter that size by going smaller at times against the Wildcats.
Right. Loramie's going to need a third person to kind of pick it up.
Yep.
LeBron
yep.
did it there in the second quarter. Siegel's got his six. But other than that, they really haven't had a whole lot of contributions. They had Brandewee with a field goal and Ratterman with a three. They need more than that here in the second half.
Our halftime score, Fort Loramie 22, Minster 20. The report here at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Both teams back out on the floor. Fort Loramie with a very scant 2-point lead over Minster, 22-20. Redskins did not get the advantage till the final minute of that first half of play. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores. And has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders. Kyla Holdhouse, a junior from Fort Loramie, daughter of Mike and Gail, outstanding 3.75 GPA student, takes part in volleyball at St. Michael's Church. She is a mass server and distributor, a yearbook as well. She studies cosmetology at the JVS, undecided about her college study. Right now, she's in the College Credit Plus program at Edison Community College. Taylor Hoying, senior cheerleader at Minster, 3.75 GPA as well, daughter of Dave and Diane, takes part in volleyball, Youth Leadership Association, a church server at St. Augustine's, the Dirt Garden Club. She's a classroom aide and at National Honor Society. She'll study at Bowling Green or Wright State, and she'll pursue early childhood education. Let's hear this 30-second message from LaCal Equipment which highlights our student-athlete spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby,
Well, the second half begins with a fine post-up move by Jared Schulze as he cans his sixth field goal of this game. He's been outstanding. Nick Brandewee counters, three ball. It's in. Counted. Brandewee retaliates for Fort Loramie. That's a big goal. Scoreboard shows he was straddling the arc. It was not a
trip. Yeah, they should gave it a two on that one.
It was a long deuce by Nick. Thought he might have been behind the line, but he had a front foot on it. 24-22 in favor of Fort Loramie, which goes back ahead. Here's a missed jumper by Hillsman. Foul line extended left for Minster. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Burning deep right corner to Mesher. Let's see if the Redskins try to work it inside to Tyler Siegel. Burning, shake and bake move, hard drive to the basket. Schulze got him from behind on the foul. Burning will shoot a pair.
Mr. Foul.
Oh, that's something that Evan Burning does so well. He's got a very quick initial burst.
And you have to have that when you're going up against Schulze inside.
Free throw by Burning, swish. 25-22, Fort Loramie's got its biggest advantage, 3 points. Second shot coming. Minster in that first half had a couple six-point leads. That shot by Burning off the heel. Long rebound ricochets to Kettner for Minster. 25-22, Fort Loramie in the lead. Schulze right out of the chute, tied it up for Minster. Then Brandewee countered. Here's a long three ball by Isaac Schmiesing outside the arc, left flank, short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun hustles up the floor. Hits Burning the trailer. Now the Redskins set the attack. Up three. Minute 50 gone here in the third quarter. Brandewee fakes left, goes right. Deals to Tyler Siegel at the high post. Now to Burning. Burning weaves magic in the lane. Oh, what a pocket pass to Siegel. And he's hacked on the arm. Two quick ones on Schulze opening up the third quarter.
Minster foul number 50, Jared Schulze, his third.
We just got through talking about the ability of Evan Burning to probe the lane, cause defenders more than one to slide his way, and then he's adept at giving the ball up. Tyler Siegel's free throw hits every centimeter of the rim, and it trickles through.
Sure, Loramie coach Corey Britton was talking about that at halftime, about going at Schulze and making him either defend or foul.
Exactly. Second free throw by Tyler Siegel. Yes. 27-22. Fort Loramie up five. Biggest edge in this game for the Redskins, who try to take control. Control so far in this game has been 5 or 6 points. Top of the circle, Schmiesing for Minster. 5:50 left now in the third. Deep left side, it goes to Hillsman. On top, Schmiesing coming out to catch is Frericks at 6'6". He and Schulze both on the floor. Baseline drive and a throw in the arc to Schmiesing. He unloads a bomb. It curls in and out, no good. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Minster now 2 of 12 from three-point range.
Wildcats not shooting it like they did 10 for 20 against Franklin Monroe Monday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Right side of the floor, Hillsman skips it near side to Frericks. Frericks not a threat from long range. Reversed other way to Hillsman. Foul line Frericks, batted out of bounds by Brandewee.
Nice shot by Brandewee at that time, denying a potential three in the corner.
Number 35, Nathan Ratterman.
In the last 4 minutes plus of this game, Matt, overlapping two periods now, Minster's been held to one field goal.
Yeah, Loramie ended that first half with an 8-0 run, and then they matched the field goal that Minster had to start the third quarter.
And now Fort Loramie's up five. Minster heaves the ball around the top of the circle. Straight away it's Kettner. Right wing, Hillsman, back to Kettner. Kettner checked tightly but Burning. Good man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. Here's Schmiesing. He lines up a three, snaps it off, hits the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Nate Roderman of Fort Loramie. outlet pass to Brandewee. Look at him go to work down inside on Ferrix. Ducks under, shoots short, no good. Ferrix has the rebound. Foul, Tyler Siegel on his shoulder. Fort Loramie missed a chance right there. Brandewee got deep into Minster's defense, but short-armed the shot, which was shy of the mark, and then a rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. Here comes Minster, still down five. Fort Loramie had a chance to inch it out to seven. Couldn't do it. In the post, Schulze on the arc, Schmiesing. Long three ball. Counted. A triple by Schmiesing. All net. It hit the court only. Didn't even graze the iron. And it's a two-point game again. 27-25. Fort Loramie in the lead.
First three since the early going.
Yes. Venture's been cool from behind the arc since early on. Here's Dylan Braun. Enters the paint. Stops on a dime. 8-foot fade away. Hit the flange. No good. Rebound Minster. Quickly baseline left. Schmiesing. Dylan Braun had a good look after Nick Brandewee had a pretty good look on the previous trip before that, but no points. Here's Schulze. High low. Down into Frerichs. Frerichs juggles. Catches. And lays it in.
Nice play by Frerichs to hang in with on that one.
That's Minster size we talked about in the pregame. Here's Evan Burning countering right flank inside the arc. He triggers short, no good. Rebound Minster. Game tied. Schmiesing on a drive. Lobs for Schulze. It's over his head. Tip by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds in the quarter.
Five, left goal, number 20, Jack Heifering. And number 14.
A quick rally by Minster. Five straight. Fort Loramie was up five with a chance to push it to seven. Did not capitalize. Minster with five of its own. Or even up 27 apiece. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Schmiesing. Right corner, Lemkuhl back on the floor. Now to Heitbrink. Here's Kanapke. Top of the circle. It goes on the play to Frerichs. Minster whipping it quickly around the top of the circle. Lemkuhl, Schmiesing, top of the key, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Heitbrink. Now Lemkuhl in the lane, feeds it out back to Kanapke. A line drive three ball by him, bangs off the back iron. Bodies hit the deck on the rebound. What's been called? Is it a jump? Is it a common foul on one team or the other? And here comes the referee to the scorer's table to tell us. It's a push against Minster. Kanapke followed a shot aggressively after missing the three-pointer and ran over a Redskin.
Could have been a lot of different things to be called in that. It could have been a jump, could have been a travel, foul. They went with a foul.
We are down to 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're tied at 27. Matt, it looks like 44, 45 points will win this game. Points at a premium. It's been a stiff defensive test for both clubs. Deep in the left corner, it's Ratterman for Fort Loramie to Braun. Three-point shot. Got it. Dylan Braun rose up. He received that pass shoulder high. He was in position to let it go. He did. He rifled it through. A triple. Fort Loramie up 30-27. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Schmiesing. Right side, Lemkuhl. Stutter step. Ball rotated left corner. Kanapke. Here's Schmiesing slicing across the lane. Fadeaway 15-footer. He poured it through. What an athletic shot, but it won't count.
They're going to call that one on the floor.
Yep, a shove off against Fort Loramie before Schmiesing released it. And the Minster crowd and bench wanted that shot to count. But it was a good call by the referee who said no. Ball out of bounds, baseline left to Minster. The playmaker Lemkuhl lobs into Frerichs in the post. He goes to work, ducks under, fades away, short on the 7-footer. Rebound Burning. He's crowded, fouled. It's Frerichs or Schmiesing. Fort Loramie ball in backcourt.
Number 10, Cody Frerichs, his third, team's fourth.
Frerichs has got three. Schulze has got two.
Three.
Schulze has got three also. That's big. That's key. Six fouls for Frerichs and Schulze combined. And we doubt the rest of the way we'll see those two on the floor concurrently. They'll be out there, but separately, I'm certain, as head coach Mike McClure will try to nurse those guys along. Here's Siegel in the post. Ducks under. Spins around Frerichs. Banks it up and rolls off. No good. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Minster with the ball. Down three. Here's Adam Kanapke down the floor. Gives it up in the right corner. Then it goes to the post to Frerichs. Straightaway Heitbrink. Near side, Adam Konefke. Konefke on the bounce. Baseline left, Lemkuhl. A lot of traffic. A good move by Lemkuhl as he leaned his arms at the apex of his jump. Up and into Eli Rosengarten to draw the two-shot situation.
Yeah, he was kind of in a bad spot down there. He lucked out, and now he's going to head to the line for two.
Lemkuhl was in no man's land, but cleverly is at the stripe, shooting a pair. The left-hander arcs it up and in. 30-28, Fort Laramie by two, a minute 43 to go here in the third quarter. Thank you for joining us here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. So much gratitude to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Tom and Jerry's has built a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Second free throw by Fort Laramie was missed. The second free throw by Minster was missed. Fort Laramie hurried a shot up at the other end. It was no good. And then Mike Kettner blazes a trail down the floor for Minster and lights up a long one behind the arc. And Minster inches ahead by a point, 31-30. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Eli Rosengarten to Burning. Burning lobs to Siegel. Baseline, spinning, forces one up. No good, but a foul. In off the bench for Minster is Max Springer, 6'7", senior. Minster comes at you with 6'8", Schulze, 6'6", Frericks, 6'7", Springer. Tyler Siegel at the line with two. Redskins need these. Free throw by Tyler. Bangs off the flange. Too hard. Yep, Redskins offense has hit a little bit of a snag in the last 90 seconds. Minster coming back to go up one. 47.6 left. Third stanza. Second free throw. Tyler Siegel. He pushes it toward the iron. Swish! He's got it. Tyler sits down. Cody Barhorst back in. And it will be Minster ball down to a right, game tied up at 31. We have not seen Austin Siegel in this game. Where is he, Matt? Is he on the bench? I thought I saw him warming up.
Yeah, I don't think he's down on the bench. I heard some rumblings today that a couple guys were a little under the weather. He might be one of them.
He could have a bad case of the flu. Been a respiratory bug, a nasty one going around. We're tied at 31, 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Baseline drive, Lemkuhl suspends himself and draws a two-shot foul. He does it again. Last time, Lemkuhl did just that. Alertly caused contact, made one of two. And Fort Laramie missed. Kettner came back down the floor and drained a triple from the right corner to give Minster the one-point lead. Now it's a two-point lead. Is the scoreboard correct? Was it 31?
It was 31-all. Siegel made the second foul shot.
You're right. It was 31-30. Minster Siegel made one of two free throws to tie it. And now Lemkuhl cans a pair. And Minster's on top of two. 33-31. 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Very productive third period for Minster. Fadeaway shot. Foul line extended left. Good by Dylan Braun. Braun's had a nice three and a good two-pointer in this quarter. He's had a heck of a game. 3 seconds left in the third. Long three. Kettner, no good for Minster. Three quarters in the books. You might as well say it's 0-0. It's 33-all on ScoresBroadcast.com as we hear this message from Manpower, Fertilizer, and Seed on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manpower Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the
the Pemberton store said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And thank you so much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. We kick off play in the fourth quarter. Minster possession, game tied at 33. Fort Loramie sneaked ahead by five at 1 point in the third. Minster came on strong to finish it out to even this game up at 33 each. Fort Loramie led by two at the halftime break, 22-20. Farrick's top of the circle for Minster. Deep left corner, Kettner. On top to Hillsman. In the top of the circle, big 6'8 Schultze. Into the post to Frerichs. Baseline left. He's doubled, almost lost it. Open man, top of the circle, Hillsman. Back to Kettner. Kettner navigates the lane. Feeds Schultze. 14-footer. Little long for him. Left it short. Rebound Minster in the corner. On top to Hillsman. He unloads. Good!
3 point basket. Jared Schultzman.
36-33, Minster on the triple by Hillsman. Scattered floor after the missed shot by Schultze, and Hillsman made Fort Loramie pay. Here is Siegel, baseline right to Burning, right back to Tyler, open, lays it in, and he's fouled. Burning, Siegel, in, out, back in, assist Burning, two-pointer Siegel, foul Minster, Schultze and Frerichs. Each with three, being a little cautious, and that's number four on Frerichs.
Yes.
36-35, Minster by one, 6:43 to go in the fourth, and this game will go right to the close. It's a photo finish coming up. Tyler Siegel for the tie. Hits it. 36-36. Under 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 16 fouls on Minster, four on Fort Loramie. Far left side, it's Hillsman, picked up by Dylan Braun. Hillsman looks for the cutter, gives it up baseline left to Schmiesing. Out on top to Heitbrink. Dishes to Schmiesing, left corner, Hillsman. Hillsman looks for Frerichs on the inside, or Schultze, they're banging. Here's Hillsman left open, deep left corner, a long high archer, no good. Hit the back rim, a scrap for the rebound, foul over the top on Schultze. He's got four. Frerichs has got four. We talked in the pregame, Matt, about the importance of fouls on the big men. Eight of them have been absorbed now by Schultze and Frerichs, and that's a shooting foul. The seventh on Minster. That's critical. One and one for Tyler Siegel. We're tied up at 36. 6:13 to go in the fourth.
Minster substitution number 10, Cody
Burns. A few minutes ago.
Redskins 8 of 11 at the line. Minster 5 of 6.
Redskins have been there more often. Siegel will earn the second if he makes the first. He tries to break the 36 tie. It's in the air. He pops it home. Siegel connects. 37-36. Fort Loramie up one. Four straight points for the Redskins. Siegel to make it five. Got it. 38-36 in favor of Fort Loramie.
It's going to come down to who has the last run, Jack.
It could very well be just that. Who has the last possession? Who connects on the last shot? Here's Heitbrink, top of the circle for Minster. Right side pass to Schmiesing. Schmiesing wants to curl it to the corner, can't, flips it back out to Heitbrink. He lights it up from three-point land and hits it. Heitbrink with a couple threes. Good-looking southpaw, fine pitcher in baseball. Jack Heitbrink pours in a three-ball. 39-38, Minster. Here's Tyler Siegel in the lane. Left-hander is good. Tyler Siegel counters for Fort Loramie. That was a left-handed half hook by Tyler.
That was almost a page out of the Schultze book.
Yeah, if he patents that shot, he's going to be almost impossible to stop. Dribble drive, Minster in the lane. It is Hilsman, no-look pass, left corner for Kettner, broken up by Fort Loramie. 5:17 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 1, 40-39. And we will take this timeout to hear from American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, with the Redskins leading by 1 over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Minster possession, 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 1. 25 feet away on the left, it's Hilsman for Minster. He has tossed in a big three-pointer in the fourth period for the Wildcats so far. He enters the ball into the post to Frerichs, off balance, arches it up, high off the glass, rebound Frerichs. Tyler Siegel fouls him on the wrist. Two free throws coming for Frerichs. Good D by Siegel on the first one, and then he clipped his arm on the second one.
At the line for Minster, number 10, Cody
Ferris. 40-39, Fort Loramie by a point. 4:39 left in the fourth quarter. Two free throws for Ferris, and he drops it in. We're tied up at 40.
Minster now with 11 second chance points. Fort Loramie, 0.
Wildcats have done a very good job on their offensive glass. Second free throw by Ferris is in there. 41-40. Minster edges ahead by a point. Here's Burning, forecourt right for Fort Loramie. Redskins unbeaten, 13-0, ranked number 1 in the state. Burning on a drive. Evan Burning to the basket. It goes in, but I think it's going to be wiped off the board. Offensive foul. It's a charge on Burning. That's a good call.
Fort Loramie player control foul, number 23, Evan Burning is first.
Couldn't tell who the young man was for Minster who applied the block. It might have been Hilsman who slid over.
I think so.
Here's a drive, but Kettner into the lane. Dishes to Ferrix, baseline left. He nearly walked. Thought he might have, no call. Back out to Schmiesing. Minster up 1. 4:10 to go in the game. Schmiesing on the bounce, 25 feet away, picked up by Burning. Near side, Hilsman. Braun on him. Hilsman goes left corner, Kettner. Kettner checked tightly on the play by Nate Roderman. Skip pass, cross court, tight break into the lane, left-handed dribble, weaves out back to Kettner. He slices into the right corner, straight on Heitbrink. Ball whipped to the far corner to Schmiesing. 3:45 to go in the game. Minster 41, Fort Loramie 40. On top, Kettner. Huge possession for Minster. Here's Hilsman, guarded by Burning. 20 feet out, straight on. Deep left corner, Kettner. They look inside to Frerichs. It's dealt to him. Back to the basket. Spin move. He's doubled. Can't shoot. To Schmiesing on top. Jumper. 22-footer. Bouncing. Bouncing. No good. Rebound. Foully balled around. Frerichs gets it. And he's hacked on the arm by Tyler Siegel.
Yep,
that shot by Schmiesing hung up there on the iron a little longer than I think the Redskin rebounders thought it might. It enabled Frerichs to go up over the back to get the board as he snatched it away from Siegel. Siegel chopped him on the wrist. The first free throw by Frerichs, who was nailed in the act of shooting, is no good. Second shot is too long. Rebound Fort Loramie. Two misses at the stripe by Minster with 3:15 to go and a one-point lead. Here's Dylan Braun, right corner for Fort Loramie. Knifes into the lane. Gives it up to Burning, left side. 3:05 to go. Burning to Tyler Siegel straight on. Right side to Brandewee. Brandewee on the bounce. Pivot move. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Left side to Braun. They clear out for him. Around the defender. All the way to the rack. Got it for two. Great drive, Dylan Braun.
Every time Lormy's needed a basket tonight, he's come through.
42-41 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:47 left in the game. Timeout called. We will keep it right here and tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Now owned and managed by Carl Arnes. Same tremendous food, same great menu. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Menu on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. For 12 years, Joyce and Dale Barhorst ran Brookins, and it was superb. It will remain that way under Carl Arnes at Brookins. Brookins, the place to be for roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and on Saturday nights, try the pork chop special at Brookins. Also, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Minster possession, 2 minutes 47 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The field goal, 10 seconds ago by Dylan Braun, enabled Fort Loramie to recapture the lead, 42-41. Out on top, it's Burning, guarding Kettner. Near side, Hillsman, flashing to the post. It is Heitbrink. Heitbrink catches in there, doesn't shoot, flips it back out on top. New look offense for Minster.
Chelsea back in the lineup.
Here's a deep three, right corner. Kettner airballed it. Way too long. Too much mustard on that one. Easy weak side rebound into the lap of Tyler Siegel. Had that ball hit the rim, it would have been anybody's ball on that board attempt, but it sailed over the iron, lengthy, and it was garnered by Tyler Siegel. Here's Brandewee, top of the circle, jostled on the play by Schmiesing, and Nick Brandewee's got the 1-1 for Fort Loramie, which leads by a point, a minute 57 to go. At last possession by Minster, a long air ball three-pointer, and now Fort Loramie can push it out to three with two made free throws. The shot by Nick Brandewee is good. He calmly drops it home. 43-41 Fort Loramie. Redskins with the advantage at the strike. More trips there. Brandewee's got a vote.
Loramie now 12 of 15.
80% foul shooting for Fort Loramie, as Matt noted, 12 of 15 on the night. Minster needs points. Foul line, Heitbrink, open look, 15-footer, buries it. 44-43. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed back to one. Minute 38 to go, fourth quarter. Braun down the floor for Fort Loramie. Lost it at midcourt. Hillsman on the takeaway. Hillsman on the layup. Yes! Minster in the lead by one. Dylan Braun fell down. He just lost his footing. And Hillsman stepped in there. And he made the swipe. Took it the other direction. Four straight by Minster. 70 seconds to go in the game. Loramie down a point. Tyler Siegel underneath the rim. Dribbles it off his leg. Out of bounds to Minster. A minute 11 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster trying to spring the surprise here at Fort Loramie. Although, Matt, I don't know how many people I talked to today, and I said I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Minster pulled this game out at Fort Loramie. Minster is number 9 in the state, 8-2. Fort Loramie's won 3 of the last 4. Fort Loramie may have to foul now. 45-44, Minster, 50 seconds to go. With the ball, Kettner 30 feet out. Minster calls a timeout. Oh, what a game. We'll tell you all about our Fort Loramie game sponsors. We've been highlighting them all night long here on scorersbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, on the web with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company came on board a couple years ago, Superior Aluminum, last March. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and Doug Borchers, plus all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the Gem in Rushi, Ohio, and will make your ideas come to life. 42 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Minster leads by 1 point, 45-44, and Fort Loramie makes one of those intentional, unintentional fouls. It's the third on Burning, number eight on the Redskins. Eight fouls each way. Kettner to the stripe for Minster. He's got the one and one. Well, a steal by Hillsman at midcourt. A fumbled pass below the basket by Fort Loramie. Those big miscues by the Redskins in the last 2 minutes are the difference right now, because Minster has capitalized, and each one, both free throws by Minster. The second one, no good, in and out. It was below the ring, popped away. Kettner made the first one. It's a two-point game. Half minute to go in the contest. A drive by Burning. Right down the alley, blocking foul committed by Minster. Shot by Burning was short. That's because he was handcuffed near the rim, and Burning's got two for the tie with 31.5 to go. Second free throw by Kettner of Minster seconds ago was in, out, in, back out again. The shot by Burning is dead on. Fort Loramie has been sharp at the stripe. This free throw is for the tie. Carter Mesher back on the floor for the Redskins. Half minute remaining. Burning eyes the basket. It is good. 46-46 tie. 28 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here comes Minster in midcourt.
How long are they going to wait?
Head coach McClurg off the bench. When does he call timeout? 16, 15. Kettner on a weave. Gives
I don't
it
know
to
if they will call a timeout. I think they're going to go for the win right here.
You're right, Matt. They might. No timeout in order. 9 seconds to go. Kettner 30 feet away. Starts to drive. We got a moving screen. We got a moving screen on Minster. 5 steps from the timeline. That's a good call by the referee. Jack Heitbrink stepped in front of the Fort Loramie player. It is a possession foul against Minster. Fort Loramie will not shoot. Correct, Matt? No shots.
I believe so, yes, correct.
So Fort Loramie gets a full timeout. The clock whittled all the way down to 5.6. It looked like Kettner was going to swing around the top of the circle and take it down the right side of the lane and maybe dish it inside or go to Schmiesing in the far right corner. He never had a chance because a moving screen, a good call, was made against Heitbrink. He was not stationary. And now Fort Loramie's got a chance for a quick trigger near the buzzer or at the buzzer to break a 46-46 tie and pull this thing out of the fire.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have Dylan Braun get the ball and drive to the basket. He's been doing it most of the night, gotten the layups. Take your chance there. Either get a layup, either maybe get fouled, or you go to overtime.
And then the pressure would be solely on the shoulders of the man in stripes. Do you whistle that foul call in the last second of the game or no? Minster wants to play rock-solid defense. The ball inbounded by Roderman for Fort Loramie. In backcourt, beyond the timeline, goes to Burning with four to go. Burning, high right, drives right side of the lane, poked away by Minster from behind. And Minster gets the loose ball, and regulation is over. We're tied at 46. Heck of a game, we knew it would be, right down to the wire. It was a heads-up play, I think, by Schmiesing of Minster, who sneaked around behind Burning and flicked it away. Burning did not even get the shot off. Whew. What a game here tonight at Fort Loramie. It's everything as advertised plus some. 46-46. Number one in the state, unbeaten Fort Loramie, 13-0. Number nine in the state, 8-2 Minster. They're even, nothing decided. It was what, a 33-33 tie after three, Matt?
Right. Yeah, it's just been back and forth all night. And like I said before, who's going to come up that last stop? I got to think in this overtime, Loramie's going to try to get both either Schultze or Frericks out there. Both those guys have played with four fouls here most of this fourth quarter.
Redskins are in the double bonus. 10 team fouls in this half on Minster. We're tied at 46. Tyler Siegel, 6'7". Jared Schultze, 6'8". Jumping up in the OT. As you mentioned, Matt, Schultze's got four fouls. Frericks has got four fouls. Schultze starts the OT for Minster. Frericks is on the bench. It's Brandewee, Roderman, Braun, Burning out there for Fort Loramie along with Siegel. Heitbrink, Kettner, Schmiesing, Hillsman, and 6'8 Jared Schultze jumping it up at midcourt for Minster. And the tap goes to Burning, who tracks it down in backcourt. Right side pass to Brandewee. High screen from Siegel. Siegel rolls. Nothing there. Left corner, Evan Burning. Burning gets a screen, doesn't shoot. Looks for Dylan Braun. All over him, physically, is Hillsman. Braun into the top of the key. Bounces left side to Brandewee. Brandewee 30 feet away on top to Siegel. 4 minute OT. We played the first 30 seconds. Burning, pick and roll, Siegel, no pass. Burning into the lane, out back to Roderman. Roderman far left side to Braun. Roderman on top. Right wing, Brandewee behind the arc. Gets a screen from Siegel. Brandewee into the paint, no shot. Siegel not open on the pick and roll. Ball thrown back out to Burning. Man-to-man defense by Minster. And it's a good, quick, shifting man-to-man. We played a minute in the OT. Still tied at 46. Brandewee, Siegel, right side Braun. Starts a drive around Hillsman. He's tripped on the play by Hillsman. Two-shot situation for Dylan Braun. And he is a 78% foul shooter. Usually money in the bank.
Two for two so far here tonight with those 19 points. It's been 8 of 10 from the field. Like I said, every time they've needed a basket, he's been able to come through.
One, two, three bounces by Dylan. Shots in the air. He makes it.
That was going to win. That was a little bit of a line drive, but it made it in there.
Yes, it was. How many points now for Dylan Braun, Matt?
20.
20 even, shooting for 21 at the stripe. He hits it again. 48-46. Fort Loramie by two. Splendid free throw shooting by the Redskins here tonight. It's at 85%. Fort Loramie's gotten to the line more often than Minster. That's been huge. Wildcats down a bucket. Need a goal here. It goes to Schultze in the post against Tyler Siegel. Turnaround hook shot. He's bothered by Siegel, who might have hacked him and gotten away with a foul.
It looked like he got a piece of that.
Loose ball rebound to Fort Loramie.
The ball on that
one. Minster bench is up in arms. Could have gone either way. I thought there was a brush of the hand by Siegel. Schultze could have been shooting two. No whistle. Redskins with the possession. Up a bucket. 2:21 left here in the fourth. Brandewee 30 feet away. Top of the key, double team. And we got a moving screen. Good call. Nate Roderman called for it. Yep. He pivoted his body trying to catch the Minster player to forge the screen. Minster made it tough on Fort Loramie with that hedge. And it was a good whistle. Here's Kettner down the right side of the lane for Minster. On top to Schmiesing. Minster down two. Schmiesing off balance in the paint. Scores! 12-footer on the go by Schmiesing. We played half the overtime. A minute 55 left. 48-48. Burning top of the circle. Foul line in the paint. Ducks under. Feed Siegel. Baseline left. Shot fake. Up against Schultze. No good. Stick back. Yes! Tyler Siegel going to work on Schultze. He's got four fouls. 50-48, Fort Loramie by two. Minute 35 to go in the game. Hillsman 25 feet away. Braun on him. To Heitbrink. High low. Down inside Schultze. A shove by Fort Loramie. And Schultze's got the last of the one-and-one situations for Minster.
Fort Loramie fouls number 11.
No. That was 10. Scoreboard adjusted late.
At the line, Dyster, number 50,
Jared Schultz.
It had been 9,000 Fort Loramie. That's number 10. Jared Schultz, he's got a pair. Opportunity to tie for Minster. Free throw, Jared Schultz. It lifts the rim. No good. 50-48, Fort Loramie up a bucket. A minute 28 to go in the fourth period. Made free throws coming up mighty big in this game. Fort Loramie's been dead eye at the strike. Schultz swishes shot number two, and Minster gets a timeout as the strategy wheels for both head coaches, Corey Britton, Fort Loramie, Mike McClurg of Minster, turn. The wheels are turning. Fort Loramie ball. Both teams in the double bonus. A minute 28 to go in the fourth. Redskins up a point, 50-49. And Fort Loramie has tried time and time again, Matt, the last several possessions in regulation here in OT to knife Dylan Braun or Evan Burning into the lane, try a little pick and roll with Tyler Siegel to somehow, some way get him the ball around the rim in hopes that maybe Jared Schultz will foul out.
Yeah, they're definitely not looking outside, looking for any jumpers like that.
No.
Everything has been inside the paint.
Yep. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. In fact, next time out, we'll hear from Dickman. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Here's Burning on a drive. He navigates the lane and leaves a seven-footer short. Rebounded by Minster. 70 seconds to go. Minster down a point. Top of the circle, height break. Left side pass goes to Hillsman. Fort Loramie thought about scoring quickly after the timeout. Evan Burning kind of stiff-armed the shot. Didn't catch the rim. Minster grabbed it easily. And now Minster down a point. Shaves time off the overtime clock. Kettner behind the back on the dribble. Goes to Schmiesing. Straight away, Hillsman. Left corner drive by Kettner. No shot. Now Kettner fades and shoots. Way short of the mark. He runs down the loose ball. He leaps in midair. He's over the boundary. He signals timeout and gets a full. Wow. What a play by Kettner of Minster. That's one of those Houdini acts that I think when it comes to calling a timeout should be done away with, Matt. I don't think you should be allowed to catch a ball in midair, out of bounds 3-4 feet, and signal timeout before you come down out of bounds and get away with it. The official was alert. Kettner was alert. Eyes met eyes, and timeout was granted.
Yep. I mean, it's not the player's fault about the rules, whatever. You just... Good heads-up play.
Yes, it sure was a terrific heads-up play, just like I'd like to see the little semicircle painted below the basket in the high school game.
For like, charges.
Yeah, just like it is in
college,
the college game. If you are positioned defensively below that semicircle underneath the rim, you cannot draw a charge. That change is coming, I think. Well, Minster.
How long will Minster take before... to do something here on offense.
34 seconds to go. 50-49 Fort Loramie. Now, Minster has to inbound from the extreme corner of the floor. That's a tough spot. It is airmailed out to the timeline to Hillsman. Hillsman to Kettner. Kettner tries to make a backdoor feed on the play to Hillsman. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Then a tie-up. But the Redskins, like Minster, may have gotten the benefit of a fleeting second timeout call on the floor. They did. Redskins got the attention of the official. One shaky timeout followed by another. A backdoor cut tried by Minster. Fort Loramie was aware at the last split second. Flicked the ball away before it got to Hillsman, who is driving baseline right. And now Fort Loramie is up one 25.4 to go. Minster will go for the steal, and then I would think foul pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would think so. You got to give yourself a chance here. Like you said, they'll probably go for a steal, maybe a few seconds, but I can't imagine it'll be much more than maybe 15 seconds.
So many thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. If we do get an opportunity before overtime ends, we'll hear from Dickman once more. And then for sure, at the end of the OT, we'll hear from Dickman. And I want to tell you all about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding, and the Minster bench is on its feet. I can't see what happened. It was entered to Dylan Braun, and he was shouldered right away. Dylan Braun to the stripe. 23 seconds to go. Jared Hilsman picks up his fourth foul, and Dylan Braun's got the double bonus to send Fort Loramie on top by three. Foul shot by Dylan Braun. Good. Fort Loramie has only missed, I think, three free throws all night.
17-20 now.
Wow. 85% right on the nose. Second shot, Dylan Braun for a three-point lead. It's in and out. No good. Too hard. Rebound, Minster. Minster can tie it up with a two-point bucket, win it with a three. 16 seconds to go in the overtime. Top of the circle, Kettner. He veers to the right, drives down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Brandewey tries to save. He hurls it back inbounds. It rolls to the Minster bench. Out of play, 10.2 to go. Minster possession still, 51-49 in favor of Fort Loramie. Timeout, Minster. We'll hear this from Dickman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What a terrific game. Both clubs have played brilliantly. Number one, Fort Loramie. Number nine, Minster. Both teams rank in the top 10 in the state. Fort Loramie unbeaten, 13-0. Minster 8-2. We just had a nice deflection of a running shot off the hands of Kettner. Brandewey or Siegel got a piece of it.
Brandewey
saved it then below the basket. Fortunately for him, he didn't throw it right back to a Minster player in the paint. It went into the corner out of bounds. That's where Minster has it, down to the far end of its bench with 10.2 to go in the overtime. And Fort Loramie up 51-49. A two-pointer ties. A triple wins it. 10 players out on the court. 8 line up at the foul stripe. Now they break. Kettner releases. Ball thrown out back to Schmiesing, 25 feet away. Lobs into Schulte. Turnaround 7-footer. No good! No good! Rebound Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun is yanked on the jersey. And he will shoot the double bonus. Well, Jared Schulte for Minster, Matt, has made that shot all night long. And that one hit the front rim. Hung there for a millisecond. Teetered. Almost went in, fell off. Braun yanked down the rebound. He was fouled. He shoots the double bonus, and it's no good. 4.7 to go. 51-49. Fort Loramie by 2. Critical free throw here by Braun. It's on the way. In! 52-49 in favor of Fort Loramie. Timeout call. 4.7 remaining in the OT. Defense for Fort Loramie's come up big here in the overtime. Minster has challenged the basket. They have thrown the ball in the lane. They've gone baseline. They've flipped the ball to Schulte. Minster's done everything it can to try to score on the interior, and Fort Loramie's defense has played hugely here in the overtime session.
It's going to be an interesting decision now for Corey Britton. Do you foul? Do you not foul?
That's a very good point, because if you do foul, If you're Fort Loramie and you commit a personal, it's a double bonus. Minster could conceivably make one, miss one, get a rebound, then a three-pointer. If by some miraculous way a three-pointer is shot and made, you get beat.
Well, Minster just subbed in Adam Kanacki or Schulze. It will be very interesting to see what the Redskins do on this.
Adam Kanacki, a marvelous three-point shooter. Let's see, we've got 6-8 players in backcourt right now. Minster down by three in the overtime, 4.7 to go in the OT. Minster's got to go the length of the floor. It's into Kettner. Kettner dribbles, angles to the center line. Foul by Fort Loramie from the backside, and only 2 seconds elapsed. So it will be interesting to see what head coach Michael McClurg's strategy is here. Kettner at the stripe. Minster down three, 2.7 to go. You know, Kettner will try to bury the first one. This is the significant shot, and he knocks it down. 52-50, Fort Loramie up two, 2.7 to go. Now both teams will try to box out along the lane. Rebound, loose ball, big shot by Kettner. He tried to miss it, he banked it, and it went in. It's inbounded to Burning, and Burning's fouled 93 feet away. Kettner tried to miss it. He banged it up there really hard. Matt, it hit the window square, spun around three times, and went through. And then he said, I could read his lips, oh, darn it, I meant to miss it. And then Fort Loramie quickly hustled the ball in play. Burning's at the stripe, 1.5 to go. Fort Loramie's up one, 52-51. And I tell you what, had that ball come off the iron, I don't know who was going to get the rebound.
Yeah, it was going every direction, like you said.
Yes. Foul shot by Burning. It's got too much oomph on it. A little lengthy. It hit the heel, came right back to him. Fort Loramie ahead by a point, 52-51, 1.5 to go in the overtime. Second free throw, Evan Burning. This for a two-point lead. A three-pointer beat you. The shot is no good. Might have been wise to miss it. Minster gets the rebound and throws it out of bounds as the game concludes. And that's the way it finishes. Evan Burning missed two foul shots. May have missed the second one on purpose. I don't know. As it turned out, it was a good thing.
It probably did, because then Minster would have been able to inbounds.
Yes.
Not saying that they could have ran anything, but
right, it would
have been a little more organized than that
was. Yeah, once Minster touched the rebound, once it was snatched by Hillsman, boom, the clock started, and then the Wildcats, in their anxiety to hustle the ball down the floor, threw it out of bounds at side court as the buzzer sounded, and the game ends 52-51, Fort Loramie by a point. And free throws were monumental late in this game and in the overtime.
Definitely. Loramie ended up the game 18 of 25. Although in that overtime period, they were just 4 of 8, but they made just enough to pull this
47 west of I-75. Gaffney has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right all the time. An array of new inventory coming in regularly at Gaffney Furniture. And for your convenience, you can use the Gaffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture meeting your budget's needs at Gaffney. For your dining room, living room, home office, entertainment space, adult bedroom, youth bedroom, and more, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaffney. Go to the website for even more savings. Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Gaffney Furniture, one of our many fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. 52-51 in favor of Fort Loramie in overtime. Redskins no doubt will retain their state number one ranking in the new poll next week. They are unblemished still, 14-0 on the year. Minster drops to 8-3. We knew this would be a thriller, a photo finish. It was that plus everything else you could have imagined.
It definitely lived up to the billing tonight. Woo! It's going to be hard to top this one coming down the stretch.
Yep. Let's hear from one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Then we will return with our Clancy's Award winners, and there were a lot of them tonight. It took overtime for Fort Loramie to finally subdue Minster 52-51 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyers is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyers says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyers.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyers.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyers. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And again, thank you to these Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. We highlighted there at the close, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. Frisch's in Sydney and Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Between just south of Botkins. The food's not in between. It's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Same great menu, same great food. New ownership, Carl Arns. We wish him the best of luck. He'll do a great job after Joyce and Dale Barhorst owned and operated Brookins for 12 years. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. So many gratitude to our fine underwriting sponsors, making scoresbroadcast.com possible and free of charge to our many listeners who join us each and every night here on Scores Broadcast. And this was one for the ages. If you were not here, not in attendance, if you were not one of the 2,250 in the sellout crowd at Fort Loramie's gym tonight, hopefully you were a part of it on scoresbroadcast.com. If you missed it, you missed a classic. This game will go down as probably the best in Fort Loramie Minster basketball history. I know, Matt, I researched about the last 18 or 20 games, and this one tops all of those. There have been some close encounters, none as fantastic as this one, especially when both teams were ranked in the top 10 in the state. Your thoughts, Matt, about this game? Fort Loramie got to the foul line more often, made more free throws in the end. That was just the little bit of difference that Fort Loramie used to gain the advantage and win the game by a point.
And it seemed like that, like I said, every time that they Loramie need a basket or need something to happen, there was Dylan Braun.
Yes.
And I think that was kind of the difference in this game. When they, like I said, when they needed it, when they needed a big play, he was there. I mean, Minster kept coming at him all night long, but when it came, push came to shove, Dylan Braun lifted the Redskins to the victory.
Yeah, and Fort Loramie's defense caused some empty possessions there in the OT for Minster. Fort Loramie's clampdown D really came to the forefront in that four-minute overtime period. That was enormous. The Redskins with Dylan Braun, I did not think Dillon would have this kind of a game. It was, I knew he'd have a good contest. I knew he'd hit his points per game average of 17 or 18, but Fort Loramie needed every bit of what, the 20-some he scored?
He ended up with 23. He was 8 of 10 from the field and then 6 of 8 at the line. He missed a couple of foul shots there at the end.
Right.
But like I said, he was almost automatic all night long.
Evan Burning, our Clancy's Award winner for Fort Loramie. How about for Minster?
So for Minster, Jack Heiprin came off the bench and had 10 points. Schulze with the 15 points. I think Schulze did a lot of things. He affected Tyler Siegel. He affected this game. I think he deserves the Clancy's Player of the Week.
Jared Schulze of Minster, Dylan Braun of Fort Loramie. They are our Clancy's winners tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we've said it several times already this year, Matt. We have remarked here at the tail end of webcasts on scoresbroadcast.com that this was the best game of the year. And we said that after Anna Versailles. We said that after Fort Loramie Versailles. Heck, our girls' game the other night, Minster New Bremen, was a sensational game. Tonight's game, one-pointer, Fort Loramie in OT, 52-51 over Minster. It certainly rivals the overtime win by Fort Loramie on the road at Versailles, 48-46. And we've had a cluster of great games in the last several few weeks. And a Versailles game goes back to late December. But, wow, what are we going to do for an encore?
And it might come right back here on Tuesday night.
Oh, yes. Schedule gets no easier for Fort Loramie. Shelby County League foe Anna on Tuesday. Anna's lost one in the league. Fort Loramie, none. Anna can impact the Shelby County League dramatically with a win over Fort Loramie on Tuesday night. Anna's got a loss in the league. Tarushi has not played Fort Loramie at all yet. Keep in mind, the first two meetings were postponed. So this is the makeup of the regular scheduled season opener that was supposed to be at Anna. So Tuesday's game, Fort Loramie at Anna, and Anna will be a real stout opponent for Fort Loramie on Tuesday night. Then we've got girls action from Versailles on Thursday. Minster Versailles girls. Minster number one in the state in girls D4. Versailles number two in the state in girls D3. And probably on our schedule, we're going to slot in Versailles at Minster Boys on Friday night. Wow. It gets no better.
Another big week. You're going to be able to hang in there?
Well, I get 2 days off. That will allow the voice to recoup a little bit, maybe just enough to wear it out again on Tuesday night. Oh, what a blast. What a blast. Understand Minster girls beat Ottoville this afternoon by a point. Yep. Minster was ranked one in the state in girls D4. Ottoville was what, three?
Yes. Yes.
So number one beat number three in girls D4 basketball at Minster today. Minster lost three straight to Ottoville, nipped him by a point as Courtney Pringer came on big with the four late field goals to ignite Minster to that come-from-behind win after Ottoville had taken a 7-point lead with about 4.5 minutes to go.
So it, I know I was talking to a few people up at work today. We had a doubleheader at work today, and one of the guys, the announcer, is from Ottaville, and he said, don't be surprised if that could be a rematch in the state championship game come March.
Yes, they will be in opposite brackets. Should Ottaville win the Northwest region, should Minster win the Southwest region, they would not be paired up in the state semi. They'd have to win the state semi to meet in the state championship. Don't be shocked if that does occur. Two outstanding Division IV girls basketball teams. We've got a good girls game coming up right here at the Fort Loramie Gym this coming Saturday. Miami East comes to town. That should be even, Stephen. Head coach Carlos Siegel's club getting better and better. Miami East is solid. That's a fine contest in the making for Saturday afternoon. Tip-off 2:30. We're on the web at 2:10 Saturday afternoon. That's a look at our upcoming schedule. And I think we're going to remain a little fatigued. I know our voices are going to remain a little fatigued for sure. It's been fun, though. A lot of fun.
Makes it worth a while.
Yep. Oh, boy, what a game. Down to the wire, I think Fort Loramie's defense got the stops it needed in the overtime. Redskins got to the free throw line much more often than did Minster, cashed in until right at the very end. It's interesting how an attempted missed free throw by Minster went in, hurt Minster's cause. I'm not sure if Evan Burning was trying to make the second of two there with under, 2 seconds remaining?
Right.
But it was up on the rim. It came off. So if he was attempting to make it, it was a good thing he missed it, because once it touched the rebounder's hands, the clock started. Minster was at that point 90 feet from the basket, and then Minster...
You can't know what to do in that situation.
No, Minster was so fast. Minster was so anxious at that point. The Wildcats threw the ball out of bounds. Buzzer sounded. Game over. Free throws, in a weird way, were keys to the outcome of this game. Fort Loramie now 14-0 on the year. Redskins will retain their number one ranking in the state boys D4 poll. Minster now 8-3. Fort Loramie's game, as we noted, Tuesday at Anna. Meanwhile, Minster's next opponent is from the Shelby County League.
It's a make-up with Botkins on Tuesday.
Right. On the 23rd of January, Tuesday night, Minster is home to Botkins, then home to Versailles on Friday, and then home with the St. Henry on January 29th. So Minster's got three straight home games to build some momentum for the stretch run. And Fort Loramie has got a big contest with Anna, as we said, on Tuesday. And then the Redskins coming up this Friday have a date with whom, Matt? I misplaced my Shelby County League schedule. There it is. Fairlawn. We covered the first game between Fort Loramie and Fairlawn at the Jets Gym. We're likely going to cover Minster Versailles this coming Friday night at Minster. Chuck McBee not with us tonight. Matt Zerker filling in. Thank you so, so much. Chuck will be back with us on Tuesday from Anna. For Chuck McBee, who usually does our stats, color, on-site engineering for him, for Matt Zerker alongside, who is on stats, color, on-site engineering tonight. Jack Kramer saying good evening, finally, from here at Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins have edged the Minster Wildcats in overtime 52-51.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.